KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Savor a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Redding. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
It's the season of savings at Grange Co-op. Now through November 30th, score unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Get select Giorgio Romeo boots at just $55.99. Take 25% off Carhartt sweatshirts, 30% off all men's and women's jackets and vests, and 30% off Bogs boots. Plus, grab Yeti gear at the lowest prices of the season. Whether it's your farm, ranch, pets, garden, or gear, you'll find it all on sale now at Grange Co-op. 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at GrangeCoop.com.
On TV, or pizza. So people with anorexia kind of have the opposite. They have to kind of reawaken their appetite. It's been suggested in some studies that zinc may play a role in reawakening appetite, but I'm not sure that there have been a lot of rigorous studies about that. But, you know, obviously people who dramatically restrict their food intake may be deficient in certain key nutrients. And zinc is one of the things that has to do with one's ability to taste. Zinc-deficient people lose the ability to taste things properly. So zinc could potentially help. There's also certain supplements that promote appetite, and they do so by relaxing the GI tract. So it's possible that certain things may do that. Things like peppermint, ginger, but not so much the things that you're mentioning. I mean, I don't know where that information comes from, that there's some suggestion that bitter melon could be helpful. Bitter melon's helpful for potentially for diabetes, but, you know, you would think that might be the opposite kind of problem, is that people who have type 2 diabetes, in order to curtail appetite, they might take bitter melon. So that actually might push you in the wrong direction. But certain herbs that have a stomach-settling effect, gentian is one of those, various forms of bitters or carminative herbs may have a good effect on the GI tract, kind of relaxing the stomach. I know that sometimes I get a type of indigestion where I feel my stomach is all knotted up. You know, this happens sometimes if I'm traveling or if I'm very, very busy. My stomach knots up. This is rare. It maybe happen, you know, once or twice a year. And if I'm traveling, I find myself a bar, and I ask the barman, or woman, for some Angostura bitters. It's a type of bitters that's used to make mixed drinks like Manhattans. And I say, just give me some bitters and soda. And what the bitters do is they have a very nice relaxing effect on my stomach. The knot unties. And within an hour or so, my appetite returns. So that is a potential solution. Although I got to say that, you know, it's not so much about what supplements or herbs you take. It's about the kind of rejiggering that you get in terms of your psychological attitudes towards eating. And it requires, I think, real specialists to unravel kind of the complicated mental outlook that promotes this aberrant way of eating. So, you know, I don't think it's appropriate to just say, oh, you know, I have anorexia or you've got an eating disorder, just go online, find out what herbs are helpful, take these herbs. You need kind of a comprehensive approach to address it, because it's a very serious condition. It can really be health impairing and even life threatening. And you need to get proper professional help from an expert. Folks, aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Meet MitoPure. It's the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. I just love this stuff. I think the science behind it is very compelling. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway, because if we age, our cells build up damage, and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure works by restoring your energy at the source. It's a clinically validated solution. It's backed by over 15 years of research. And research is, I've reviewed it, it's very impressive. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workout since I started taking it, and I feel stronger and more energized. And most significantly, my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer, and they also have information about how it supports the immune system. Lately, big study. So I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase, including the all-new MitoPure gummies. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman and use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure today. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/Hoffman. Special offer to our Intelligent Medicine listeners. 20% off MitoPure via Timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout. This item, and there's what is this on? This is on TV now. It's coming to a screen near you. UK's Channel 4 has a documentary called Analyzing Hitler's DNA. And the notion is, I never knew this is the case. They say that they're not even sure that Hitler really committed suicide. There's all these kind of conspiracy theories that somehow he was spirited away and they burned somebody else's body in those final days in Berlin outside his bunker. And they never really found his remains, but they assure us that he did himself in. He took poison, he shot himself. Okay. I didn't know this, but they say that there's a blood-soaked piece of fabric cut from the sofa on which Hitler shot himself in 1945, and it now resides in a U.S. museum. And it's in Gettysburg, of all places. There's the Gettysburg Museum scored this blood-soaked piece of fabric that is alleged to be from Hitler. And now with modern DNA analysis techniques, they can analyze Hitler's DNA. Okay? And so they've done a TV special. It's entitled Hitler's DNA, Blueprint of a Dictator. And so there's a problem with this, though, because the idea here is that, you know, is DNA really dispositive when it comes to your personality and who the type of person you're going to become? And so the claims here is that he's got some DNA that's associated with schizophrenia. He has some DNA that's associated with autism, and et cetera, et cetera. And so he was a bad seed. That's the idea, is that he was genetically programmed to kill tens of millions of people. And oh, by the way, they say that the DNA reveals that Hitler did not have a Jewish grandfather, as is sometimes rumored. Okay? All right. So one thing we can disprove from that, that's fairly straightforward. But here's an interesting fact. You might say that Hitler was a classic psychopath. A psychopath is a person without empathy, a person without any compassion, a person who's highly aggressive and experiences no remorse at committing horrible acts of violence. That's one of the definitions of psychopathy or psychopathy. The concordance of psychopathy among identical twins, you might imagine if one twin is a psychopath, what's the likelihood that the other twin is going to be a psychopath? They're identical. They have the same DNA. It's only 33%. So what this effort does is it undermines the notion that people have a free will, that circumstances shape one's life. It's about environment. It's about his childhood, you know, bad upbringing, a very, very abusive father, economic circumstances, crazy historical situation in Germany. All these things brought Hitler to power, not his chromosomes. It's really genetic determinism. It's not so much the genes that make us do things, especially when it comes to our psychology. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommended use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements specifically designed to support women's health, myo-inositol powder, progesterone cream, and D-mannose capsules and powder, myo-inositol powder,
supports healthy ovarian function. Progesterone cream supports a healthy skin appearance. And D-Mannose helps to maintain normal urinary tract health. For more information and to learn about other Protocol for Life Balance products that support women's health, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And by calling that number, you will be prompted to record a question as did this listener. So let's hear it.
I have a pacemaker, and I had to have a battery put in. And I told them not to give me anesthesia or put me out because it was put in 11 years ago and I was awake and I had no problem. They did put me out, and now I seem to have memory loss, and I'm wondering if that could have caused it. Thank you.
Okay, so can anesthesia cause memory loss? And the answer is that yes, and certainly when it comes to short-term memory, that's what anesthesia is supposed to do. If you're about to undergo a painful or uncomfortable procedure, you're supposed to wake up and not remember anything. And indeed, that was the case. I recently had a colonoscopy. Everything turned out fine. The anesthesia was so effective that I had no recollection at all of anything. And in fact, I commented to the anesthesiologist. I said, hey, can you get me some of this stuff? Because I'd like to take it for my next plane flight. When we take off, I'd like to take it. And then you can give me the reverse, it's the medication reverses it. It's called Versed, interestingly. Versed wakes you up and, you know, you feel pretty good, you know, not very hungover. And you don't remember a thing. But there can be long-term memory loss from anesthesia. And it depends on the anesthesia. You know, the deeper the anesthesia, the more prolonged the anesthesia, the more likely you are to have longer-term after effects. But this raises a concern because it is said that people who have long-term amnesia or memory problems after anesthesia, that may unmask some cognitive issues, some underlying susceptibility to cognitive decline. And this is indeed the case for, you know, older people take sleep medications. Younger people take sleep medications, they're fine. Older people who are a little bit on the verge of, mild cognitive impairment, MCI, when they take even milder sleep medications, their memory is more affected. So it kind of speaks to the robustness of your cognitive reserve. It's likely to abate. I wouldn't worry too much about it. I mean, certainly anxiety is only going to make it worse because anxiety clouds the memory. 877-726-8255, our number. And we'll be back with more of your features on Intelligent Medicine.
Have consumers lost the streaming wars?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Prices for streaming services continues to rise, but now they want to put all of the apps back in one place? Would you rather go back to the old days of basic cable?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For 250 years, brave Americans have answered the call to defend our freedoms. Wounded Warrior Project honors this legacy of service and sacrifice with life-changing support for post-9/11 veterans, service members, and their families. We help warriors access VA benefits, improve their mental and physical health, and provide them with career assistance so they can thrive for a lifetime. Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
This holiday season, don't miss out on your chance to stock up on your favorite supplements with Fullscript's Whole for the Holidays sale, starting Black Friday, November 28th through Tuesday, December 2nd. That's 5 full days of savings. Get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at DearHoffmanStore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Unlike many online retailers, Fullscript is completely focused on health and wellness. That means every product comes directly from verified suppliers, stored in temperature-controlled facilities, and shipped with care to preserve its integrity. No third-party sellers, and no guesswork. The Whole for the Holidays event runs from Black Friday through Tuesday, December 2nd. You get 10% off and free shipping site-wide. So take a moment to swing by DearHoffmanStore.com.
to support your wellness goals. That's Dear Hoffman Store.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Oh, I no longer wear the uniform. I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will continue to support my country and my community. Then and now, Semper Fidelis remains my promise. Always faithful, always Marine.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Too much screen time is a problem many parents face today. But how do you keep your kids entertained on a long road trip without them spending 6 hours on an iPad? Peter Olofsson is from tech company On and Off, the makers of Story Phones. They're specifically designed headphones for kids.
It's a headphones which allows you placing a story seal on the cup of the headphones.
Yeah, it's like a disc, right?
Yeah, disc, yeah.
And it snaps onto the outside of the headphones.
Yeah, and so it downloads the stories directly into the headphones. So you don't need any screen. So it's a screen-free entertainment. So stories which you have no screen in front of you, and you take the screen completely away so the kids can enjoy listening to stories completely screen-free.
And they can work as wireless headphones, too. Head on over to storyphones.com for more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And when it comes to melanoma, melanoma is a potentially deadly skin cancer. And it is associated with sun exposure. We think of sun as a major contributor to the risk of melanoma in countries which are relatively tropical, where people have migrated from Northern Europe, from Scotland, Ireland, the UK, Scandinavia, places like Australia. There's a surging incidence of melanoma because there's a lot of sun. Places like that. Same thing in the south of the United States, particularly the southwest. So they did a study on the factors that increased the risk of melanoma in Pennsylvania. Okay, the research was done at Penn State College of Medicine. And at first, they suspected that sunlight exposure was going to be the predominating precipitant of melanoma. They say The usual suspect, sunlight, was considered as a part of the study, but even after adjusting for ultraviolet radiation in Pennsylvania and socioeconomic factors, two patterns stood out. Counties with more cultivated cropland and those with higher herbicide use had significantly higher melanoma rates. So I guess, you know, maybe Pennsylvania is a good place to do this in because there are parts of Pennsylvania where I guess the Amish are, you know, in certain sects, and they don't use a lot of pesticides and herbicides. They're more to, I guess, natural agriculture. And then there's more conventional agriculture alongside. And they found that for every 10% increase in the amount of cultivated land, melanoma incidence rose by 14% throughout that region. So not just among the farmers themselves, but it was a regional effect. And this is kind of in parallel with a study we talked about recently that associated proximity to golf courses with the incidence of Parkinson's disease. Why is that? How do you keep the grass so green? You pour a lot of herbicides and pesticides onto the turf. And so not just the golfers, but people in the neighborhood, via their groundwater exposure, may be exposed to higher levels of chemicals. So the researcher says that exposure isn't limited to the agricultural workers applying the chemicals, as the materials can drift through the air, settle in household dust, and seep into water supplies. So a tandem study kind of also speaks to that issue. A lot of infertility these days, and sometimes it's about the male partner. A study entitled Male Partner Pesticide Residue Exposure from Fruit and Vegetable Intake in Relation to Outcomes of Infertility Treatment. And what they found, you know, they said, well, eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, okay, but eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables that are conventional, not organic. You're going to get a lot of exposure to herbicides and pesticides. So they say intake of fruits and vegetables with high pesticide residue was inversely associated with fertilization rate. In other words, higher intake of fresh fruits and vegetables with a high pesticide residue, lower likelihood of fertilization, greater likelihood of infertility, in other words. So, yeah, something's happening here. And it certainly suggests that the environment, a polluted environment, has some real negative consequences. Folks, I've always considered CoQ10 to be one of my core supplements. I support my mitochondria in a variety of ways, and NT Factor is one of them, but so too is CoQ10. It's a powerful 1-2 punch for your mitochondria. Not all CoQ10 supplements are created equal, however. Many brands fail to deliver the full benefits, but new research, and I've reviewed it, shows that NT Factor lipids will improve the utilization of CoQ10 by more than 200%. And that's why Nutritional Therapeutics teamed CoQ10 with NT Factor lipids to create a breakthrough formula scientifically proven to repair and restore your mitochondrial membranes. Because when they're healthy, your body can fully utilize CoQ10. I don't go a day without NT Factor, and I recommend it to my listeners and patients together with CoQ10. It's a powerful combination that helps you feel your best and reduces fatigue, as well as slows the aging process itself. For a limited time, buy one bottle of NT Factor with CoQ10 and get a second bottle free. That's what they call a BOGO offer. Buy one, get one free. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Don't settle for ordinary CoQ10. Upgrade to the formula that I recommend, NT Factor with CoQ10. And while we're talking about supplements, folks, this holiday season, don't miss out on your chance to stock up on your favorite supplements. It's a great time to stock up with our 10% off Black Friday offer. You'll get 10% off in free shipping site-wide at DearHoffmanStore.com, where you can find all supplements, high-quality supplements that we talk about here on this program, These are the very same supplements that I take and have prescribed to my patients. So, DeerHoffmanStore.com, starting Black Friday, November 28th through Tuesday, December 2nd. All right, this item, and this has relevance to people who take smoothies. And I take smoothies. I am a big fan of smoothies that contain whey protein, and then I throw in a variety of things. I throw in some anti-factor. I throw in some urolithin A, that's the MitoPure product in powder form, and I throw in some creatine. Obviously, there's some there's a source of protein, whey protein, and then you know any number of additional things. I like these days Flavonatural cocoa powder for not just flavor but also to deliver polyphenols. Now, a lot of people, when they make smoothies, they like to throw in a banana. Because banana makes a smoothie kind of frothy and it tastes good. And there's a problem. There's a problem according to research published in the Royal Society of Chemistry's journal Food and Function. And we talked about it here. Bananas may sabotage your smoothie superpowers by destroying key heart-healthy compounds. Bananas, it turns out, deliver something called polyphenol oxidase, which destroys the polyphenol content in your smoothie. Now, the polyphenol oxidase is a feature of fruits like apples and bananas and even avocados that brown. And when they brown, that's a signature that they contain polyphenol oxidase. The browning occurs when polyphenol oxidase reacts with oxygen after the fruit is cut or bruised. Okay, because you know how it is when you cut into an apple or an avocado or a banana. And storing bananas for too long, they turn brown. It turns out that the polyphenol oxidase may vitiate the benefits of all those healthy flavanols, whether you put in, I sometimes put in matcha, green tea contains polyphenols. Sometimes I'll use the Flavonaturals. Sometimes I'll use berries, which are rich in polyphenols. Well, if you put a banana in there, it's going to decrease the level of the flavanols in the smoothie and the levels of flavanol observed in the body. By how much? According to the research, by as much as 84% lower flavanol levels compared to those who took a control beverage. So, I'm not saying that it's 100%, but if you want full benefit of your polyphenols, see, I'm even reconsidering, you know, should I put in avocados? I really like avocados, and they're less sweet and caloric than bananas. But they also have some polyphenol oxidase activity. Could they be somewhat interfering with the uptake of the beneficial flavanols that I include in my smoothie? I don't know. I have to put that on hold because I still enjoy putting a half an avocado into my smoothie because it thickens it, provides a little more body. I like the nutrients that I'm getting from the avocado. I think avocado is extremely healthy, rich in vitamin E and fiber. So, but they say if you enjoy smoothies, it may be best not to mix them with bananas because the bananas could interfere. News that you can use, hopefully, as you prepare your protein smoothie. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down if you give your body the right support. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure fights back against the forces of time, restoring your energy at the source.
MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer. To order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic, aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Radio America.
Have consumers lost the streaming wars?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Prices for streaming services continues to rise, but now they want to put all of the apps back in one place? Would you rather go back to the old days of basic cable?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
It's all about giving you, the consumer, choice. Choice on how to pay, when to pay, and how much to pay. It's called Visa Flexible Credential, and Mark Nelson is from Visa, and he explains.
Your card that you got from your bank, it could do one thing. Like you had a debit card, and it could do debit, or you had a credit card that could only do credit. This new Flex Credential allows the consumer to pick how do they want that card to act. What's the funding source for that transaction? You have an app that the bank would give you, and you would then decide when you're making a transaction, do you want this to be paid now in full? Do you want to pay over time? Do you want to pay in installments? Do you want to pay in points? It just provides a variety of different ways that you can pay for any given transaction.
More on Visa Flexible Credential is at Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. One of my recent articles in our newsletter, you can subscribe to our newsletter by going to drhoffman.com, and it'll prompt you to enter your email, and we'll send our newsletter into your inbox each week for free. I like to write about stuff, and one of the things that caught my attention was that statistics are showing that kids' intelligence is declining. It's going in reverse, and there are a variety of reasons for it, some of which are dietary, some of which are environmental, some of which relate to sleep deprivation. But a major reason is that we're changing kids' brains with screens. And screens change the way that our brains develop, especially with early exposure and incessant doom scrolling. We're seeing a change in consciousness, just different than previous generations. Previous generations had more patience and fortitude. They would sit and read a book by candlelight. Then came TV, which is a big distractor. And then came the internet. And then came what are called SFVs, short form videos. And these are the kind of things that you see on TikTok and increasingly on YouTube and Facebook. They've accelerated, and I mean that literally and figuratively, they've accelerated in use, and they've also accelerated in speed, and they just keep dishing them out to you, short-form stuff. And it's not like the podcasts that I do, because the podcasts that I do, ordinarily, they're, you know, 45 minutes or an hour, and you kind of have to sit there and theater of the mind, you know, you listen, you imagine. But these are things that last for mere seconds, and then they hit you with another, and then another, and then another. Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts, and now a feature on Facebook. Facebook trying to keep up with TikTok. So what they say here is short-form videos are increasingly used in education, political campaigns, advertising, and consumerism. Yet their design characterized by endless scrolling interfaces because they just keep dishing up more. They use an algorithm just to dish up, you know, what are you looking at and you want to see more? You know, like, oh, you clicked on that. Okay, we'll give you some more. We'll feed you some more. We'll feed you some more. Has raised concerns about addiction and negative health implications. So they did a study on that. They actually looked at 71 different studies and did a meta-analysis synthesizing 71 studies. And what they found is that 71 studies revealed that greater engagement with these platforms makes you dumber. It is associated with poor cognitive and mental health in both youths and adults. And so they say that relatively few studies examine cognitive domains beyond attention and inhibitory control. Well, inhibitory control goes out the window because these really enhance impulsivity. And restraint and patience are not what these things are about. Total number of participants, 98,299 participants across 71 studies. It was found that short-form video use was associated with poor cognition and inhibitory control, so as well as poor mental health. So not good, not a good sign for the future. All right, burnout among doctors. Okay, so this is actually something that I faced during my career. There were times where I felt really overwhelmed. I mean, I was working crazy, crazy hours, especially during my training, but also during my private practice years, many, many, many hours. And it was hard to maintain balance. And there's just a point of overload. And especially physicians who are empathic and can suffer from what's called compassion overload. they identify so much with the suffering of their patients, they're not walled off from it, and they're more prone to burnout. Estimates are that upwards of 40% of physicians suffer from clinical burnout in the United States. And so what they would have us do, and there are various programs during my professional career, they would have us go to seminars where they would teach us, you know, to meditate, how to cope, ways of reducing the risk of burnout, basically developing some degree of resilience to the demands of being a physician. And these programs were well-meaning. They were designed to help physicians deal with the workload. So they did a study. They compared the resilience and burnout among physicians and the general U.S. working population. And what they found is that actually physicians are more resilient than people in the general working population. And the implication of this is that their burnout rates are higher, but they're more resilient, suggesting that it is the external circumstances of medicine that push towards burnout. And so all this talk about, oh, you should meditate, oh, you should learn relaxation techniques, you should do more yoga. It's the system is broken. The system of extraordinary demands, reduced prestige and salaries, increased bureaucratic interference, more reliance on computers, more requirements to meet insurance needs. These are the things that are breaking the spirit of physicians. They are indeed very resilient, but it's the system that needs changing. 877-726-8255 is our number. Remember our Black Friday sale, DearHoffmanStore.com, 10% off. Also, you can take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Follow our podcast via your favorite podcast platform and get new episodes every weekday. Also, follow yours truly. I'm on Facebook and Twitter, now called X, for the latest health news and fully vetted product recommendations. Subscribe to our Intelligent Medicine newsletter for in-depth articles. And have yourself a safe and healthy Thanksgiving weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature, and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced Ignite Male Performance Soft Gels to the wellness line. Ignite combines the calming power of CBD with a potent blend of traditional botanicals to support testosterone levels rather than introducing synthetic hormones or stimulants. Ignite takes a natural approach to support the body's own testosterone production and hormonal balance. It's a daily formula designed to optimize performance and help men feel more like themselves again. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Ignite Men's Performance Formula.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust in an easy-to-digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smart.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump at the center of some recent head-spinning politics. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Friday offered an unexpected twist in U.S. politics. First, here at the White House, President Trump had an extremely friendly meeting with New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani. The warmth of their meeting came as a surprise after the two had lobbed hefty criticism at each other over the past few months. Then, a few hours later, Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, a one-time Trump loyalist, announced she'll be resigning in January after a split with the president and GOP leadership. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says Republicans are having to clean up this entire economic mess created by the Democrats.
We can explain it all along the way, but if you're explaining, you're losing. And this is a serious policy position we need to have now about freeing the healthcare marketplace to make it more affordable for the American people to buy the insurance they need at the cost they can afford without us having to subsidize failing health insurance companies and networks because of bad Democrat policy from 15 years ago.
It could be one step closer to a peace deal. Ukraine and U.S. officials say they have made progress toward ending the Russian-Ukraine war. They discussed an American proposal, although some European allies say it's much too favorable to Russia. Israel striking Beirut for the first time since last June, saying it killed Hezbollah's chief of staff and warning the Iran-backed terrorist group not to rearm and or rebuild. Sunday's strike in Beirut was launched almost 1 year after a ceasefire had ended the latest Israeli-Hezbollah war, Hezbollah confirming the death of the man who was taken out. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a few weeks of taking Relief Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my focus, my memory, my concentration. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit relieffactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
House Majority Whip Tom Emmer says Democrats will pay a price for shutting down Uncle Sam.
Nobody wins in these shutdowns. The Democrats should have read the book on federal government shutdowns because Republicans wrote it. You cannot leverage your policy agenda from the minority by shutting down the federal government. At the end of the day, all they did was hurt a lot of Americans.
Emmer says Congress should be able to get back on track despite the time loss during the entire shutdown.
We've got a January 30th deadline. The Democrats blew 43 days with their needless, ridiculous shutdown. But you saw right away when we passed that bill to reopen the government, we also passed three of the 12 appropriations bills at the same time. I'm told you've got another 3 to 6 that are almost buttoned up and ready to go.
Congressman Emmer, a Minnesota Republican, making his comments on the Salem Radio Network. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Now, the Trump administration has plans to drill and keep drilling.
The Trump administration is proposing new oil drilling off the California and Florida coasts for the first time in decades, as President Trump seeks to expand U.S. oil production that is already leading the world. A plan proposed by the Interior Department would open up new drilling on federal waters off California and off the coast of Florida for the first time in decades. The plan was met with strong opposition from California Governor Gavin Newsom and other state officials, as well as bipartisan opposition in Florida. Ron Taylor reporting.
Christmas has got on the auction block in a small Pennsylvania town in a farm country in the form of a giant Christmas tree sale. Some 50,000 trees bought and sold at the Buffalo Valley Produce Auction in Mifflinburg over the weekend. The Real Christmas Tree Board says it's the scent of real trees that's a major draw for many people. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Eden Theater Company presents Once Upon a Christmas Night, an exciting, original, family-friendly production at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way on December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m.
Tickets are $20, and you can purchase them online at eventbrite.com. Simply search Eden Theater Company and look for Once Upon a Christmas Night. Get your tickets now before the show sells out.
Join us as we explore the excitement and joy of Christmas through storytelling, music, and dance. Enjoy beloved holiday classics such as...
Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It is cold outside.
Don't miss Eden Theater Company's Once Upon a Christmas Night, December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way. Tickets are only $20 at eventbrite.com. Search Eden Theater Company Once Upon a Christmas Night or purchase your tickets at the door. It's an evening you won't forget.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Right, and the cause and the effects of what's going on in Washington, D.C. when it comes to our energy. And one thing that is nice is I think the whole country is unified behind the fact that we want to have good, clean, pollution-free as much as possible energy the whole way across.
Yes.
The difference really is that, you know, one side of the political aisle is, pushing hard for clean renewables with wind, solar, geo, battery storage, and kind of at the expense of what we've been using for the last, 100, 150 years on the fossil fuel.
Yeah.
And then the other side of the political aisle is like, hey, we're not to where we can afford to go nothing but clean because it'd break our economy. We're in all of the above camp right now, but we would all like to see in 30, 40, 50 years be totally clean renewable resources.
Sure.
It's just a matter of timing.
I think most reasonable people think that way.
Yeah, I think so too. But again, I'm trying to not get political.
Sure.
But I think we all want to eventually get to where, if the wind and the solar would cover everything or hydro, then great.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just not there yet. So.
No. And so, the energy pieces to this, President Trump is trying to stop the government from taking political sides. So the last couple of administrations gave a ton of tax credits and deductions to new energy resources, clean energy resources, at the expense of the taxpayers.
Yep.
And trying to push that. And then they also had put some road bumps and additional regulations against, like, coal, for example. In fact, it's one of our political candidates a few years back wanted to totally close down the coal industry.
Yeah.
So that's not smart. And then, we 4 years ago, we shut down some main pipelines that caused. And so right now, where we're sitting at, we're paying about $1.20 a gallon more for gas than we did, 2019, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, fuel, and the reason I get so excited about it because from the stock market standpoint, investments on our clients, fuel, is the problem with inflation. I mean, fuel flows through everything that we touch by
every
use.
Single thing. Yeah.
Right. And so when you're paying $1.20 a gallon, which is, 40% higher than it used to be, that means that's a direct flow to, our grocery stores and everything else that we're doing. So that's why this is so important. But anyway, so the new bill, what they've done is they're phasing out a lot of these tax credits and deductions to the clean energies, and they're also reducing some of the regulatory environment that's been, of trouble to coal and to getting refineries expanded and more up to date and pipelines and, things like that. So those are really, really important.
And I've always been a fan of, and there's nothing wrong with governmental subsidies to try to kickstart some of these technologies and that sort of thing. But I am a huge fan of let the private market develop that and turn it into something that is affordable and replicatable around the country and let the private market do that. I think the private market will do a much better job than the government trying to insert itself into that effort.
Yeah, I agree on a whole on that. There are certain circumstances, you go back through history, and there are some initiatives that really needed to happen that wouldn't have happened if the government hadn't stepped in and
sure.
get it started. But I'm not a big fan of the government putting the finger on the scales of balance for very long, if at all. So yeah, I agree. One thing that's kind of funny about again, it's such a political topic, and depending on what news channel you get your sources from, some of them are even the reports we've seen, early reports on this OBBA program is that, this is going to be catastrophic to jobs, blah, 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 blah. Well, the reality of it is it will reduce jobs probably in these ones that were tax subsidized, solar, wind, geo, these type areas.
Yep.
But if you think about it, if they deregulate or reduce regulations and problems with coal and you know, fossil fuels and pipelines and all that, that'll get those jobs going again.
Correct.
So
yeah.
I don't see it as a net loss of jobs. I see it as a shifting, and our economy is always shifting to whatever the next new thing is.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really see the jobs as being a problem here, although you're going to hear that scaremongering from a lot of the news outlets out there.
And that's the politicization
right.
of all these topics, and it kind of drives me crazy, frankly. So
Yeah. So the one biggest thing that came from this, and our viewing and listening audience probably isn't going to really see the effect from this, but they would have seen it if it didn't get done.
Yep.
So President Trump and his first administration enacted a major tax reform and tax cut. That was scheduled to sunset this year. If it was allowed to sunset, the average American's federal tax piece of their paycheck would have gone up by 22.4%.
Ouch.
That could have very easily thrown us into a recession.
Yep.
I'm not saying recession is unavoidable or that this is, you know, going to keep us from getting into a recession at some point, but that would have been a real big problem if all of a sudden your paycheck is down by, you know, in some cases, hundreds of dollars per payroll. That's money not going into the economy. That could have thrown us into a recession pretty easily. So that was one of the best things about this, in my opinion, is they extended these, made those tax cuts permanent. So really important.
All right. If this is catching your attention, if you have questions about this, if you'd like to reach out to Bruce and his excellent team at Rally Wealth and Benefits, give them a call, 910-808-0277, toll free, 888-241-2361, online at rallywb.com. And I'll tell you what, Bruce, I think there are a lot of listeners out there that are just unaware of some of the, just like you said, we're going to keep this black and white and just the facts. And
yes, Joe Friday.
It's very much appreciated. So, Bruce, we'll pick that up on the other side. Let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. Because of the one big, beautiful bill, I don't have to pay taxes on Social Security anymore. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
False. The answer is false. And Bruce, why is that statement false?
Right. So in some cases, some people will virtually not pay taxes on Social Security because what they've done basically is that you did have a standard deduction, $1,000 for single and $2,000 for joint filing. But they've increased that by $6,000 on the standard deduction. So that may knock some people out of having to pay tax on the Social Security or their overall tax bill. The estimate is somewhere around 60% of the people that are on Social Security that this will help them to a great degree. So
okay.
Maybe eliminate that tax altogether.
Yep. All right. We're speaking with Bruce Glenn. He is an expert in all matters financial. He's a senior wealth manager and president of Rally Wealth and Benefits in Kansas City, 913-308-0277. Toll free is 888-241-2361 and online at rallywb.com. And Bruce, let's continue our conversation on the one big beautiful bill.
Very good. So I'm going to kind of just roll through some other, you know, bullet points I feel like are kind of some of the bigger ones that are in the bill. And again, the details are still kind of unwinding out of this. And there may be some challenges in some of it. And you know how Washington, D.C. is. You know,
yep.
But anyway, so just kind of touch again. I already mentioned this earlier, but the SALT tax, I think this is one of the two most important items for our listening audience, is that state and local tax cap of $10,000 that was implemented probably, 8, 10, 12 years ago, is now raised to $40,000. So that's going to mean, from a tax planning standpoint, itemization, a lot of people went to just using standard deduction. Now the reason to itemize may increase for quite a few people right there.
Because that's going to raise the taxes a little bit.
It gives you the ability to deduct more of your interest and property taxes beyond that $10,000 limit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, which, you know, caps a lot of people out, and then you what used to be deductible wasn't. So now a lot of that will become deductible again, which helps. So this is interesting. So again, President Trump, he's pro-American, America first. This is a good example of that. So there's a car loan interest deduction in the bill of up to $10,000 on interest if it's a U.S. built car. Now the real question is, well, what is a U.S. built car?
Yeah.
And so So we believe it's designed to be cars that are completed in the U.S.
So they could be assembled in the U.S.
Yeah, maybe a Nissan in Tennessee or Kia, where, you know, I don't know where all the different plants are, different cars. I know Nissan's, I run through one of those, it's huge down in Mississippi when I drive through that area. But anyway, that's the point there is that there will be an incentive to buy American on the car front. And then, you know, charity, and I like this a lot. So charity really took a back seat after some of this previous tax reform bill or inflation, whatever they call that bill, did. But there, you know, now they're going to implement where charity, you can do your, you know, 1,000, 2,000 joint starting in 2026, and there's no income phase out for it. So that's going to help churches and non-for-profits quite a bit. And I'm not really getting all the way into that one, but there is a lot of advantage to charity that this bill helps out with, which I'm glad to see that as well.
Good.
The estate plan, so this is kind of like the taxes that were going to expire and would have gone way up. The estate planning or estate taxes were going to expire also. And so this extends the $15 million and the $30 million for, you know, couples for the, you know, very few people to fit into that category. But there's a lot of people that fit in at some point that would, because it would have gone back, I think, don't hold me to this, but I think it would have gone back to, you know, like $600,000 or anything above that would have been subject to tax.
Oh, boy.
Which is crazy, right?
Yeah.
And so most people would have fallen into that situation, just your home. And so that's going to make that a lot better for families to, you know, be able to keep their wealth in their generations to come category. So I like that. There's also a newborn. The United States is going to give parents with a newborn a deposit into a savings account, and then the parents can put some money with that also. So they're trying to incentivize birth rate. And I know it sounds kind of silly, but you think about China. You know, China has this big goal of becoming the number one economic engine in the world. Well, China has a big problem. Their birth rates are very, very low. And they've got, you know, a lot smaller population base of younger people supporting the older people. And that's a trickle-down effect that gets worse and worse and worse if you've got a big disruption in your population base. And we've had slowing population numbers also. So they're trying to incentivize that, or at least make it a little bit easier for new parents.
And they're also incentivizing starting to save on behalf of your newborn child from day one. And that pays off in buckets later on, you know, for, you know, saving for college or, you know, your first home or whatever it might be once that child is grown. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and then there's another one of these things. So this is kind of a funny thing that a lot of our clients and a lot of people try and walk a fine line. If they retire before 65 and you've got the Obamacare available to you, there's different levels of tax credits that go towards them getting their premiums on the health insurance to a low manageable level. And they have to have a certain level of income, and the government offsets a lot of the cost. So that's actually going to stop in 2026. So the game of playing that is going to come to an end, fortunately or unfortunately. I guess fortunately from a tax standpoint for the government, but unfortunately for folks who are in that situation where they want to retire early. And COBRA only carries you so far, and then now you've got a problem like, how do I get my health insurance? And then if it costs you the full cost of it, that could hurt a lot of people in that regard.
Yep. And COBRA is pretty expensive because, you know, even for that period of time, you're paying the full freight on that health insurance, and your company is no longer subsidizing that. So
gets
really expensive all of a sudden. It should be part of what is calculated into that decision of retiring early. So.
Yeah, 100%. And so, and one other potential effect from the OBBA is that we could take on some extra debt in the short term because some of these tax cuts are going to kick in until some of that, you know, the trickle-down effect kind of broadens the tax base. So the bond market could see some effect by that. So we're kind of watching that carefully, and we'll see where we take effect on that. What we do, you know, we're kind of taking the short end of the duration on bonds just to try and minimize the federal reserve tax or the interest adjustments, and we'll see what this tax does as well. So we're going to keep pretty tight on our bond rates. And then, so just kind of a reminder, during COVID, we got up to about 130% of GDP on our debt.
Mm.
It's reduced a little bit down to about 120% on our debt, but we're still a debtor nation, so we need to get this further in control. I think the overall bill will improve that in the long run, but, you know, in the short term, maybe a little bit of pain with it.
All right. He is Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the Senior Wealth Manager and President of Rally Wealth and Benefits in Kansas City, 913-308-0277 or toll-free 888-241-2361 online at rallywb.com. And Bruce, thanks so much for taking time to give us a really nice overview of some of the highlights of the One Big Beautiful Bill. You did a beautiful job.
It's a beautiful day, baby.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
Thanks, Steve.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
$100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's the season of savings at Grange Co-op. Now through November 30th, score unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Get select Giorgio Romeo boots at just $55.99. Take 25% off Carhartt sweatshirts, 30% off all men's and women's jackets and vests, and 30% off Bogs boots. Plus, grab Yeti gear at the lowest prices of the season. Whether it's your farm, ranch, pets, garden, or gear, you'll find it all on sale now at Grange Co-op. 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at GrangeCoop.com.
With options in stainless steel or the original equipment materials. That means durability, safety, and a perfect fit every time. Whether you're a weekend restorer or a professional shop, Classic Tube has what you need to keep your project moving. So don't settle for guesswork. Get the quality your car deserves. Visit Classic Tube, that's CLASSICTUBE.com today, and find the right lines for your ride.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder.
It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What do Zoran Mamdani, Joe Rogan, 10-year yields, and the K-shaped economy have in common? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right. So I've been talking to quite a few folks here recently. They're going to be searching for a long-term care community, also known as a nursing home. Now, that's a bad word in the business. They don't like the nursing home word or term because that comes with a lot of baggage. And I would remind the industry that's baggage well earned, but I will also give major credit to kind of taking care of that and anything today like we used to see back in the day when it had very bad connotation and where all the baggage came from. So anyway, much, much, much improved, much better now, not even close. So if you're going to be searching for a long-term care community, this is the highest level of care that is available. And what does that mean? I refer to it as the medical model. So they can help you in all the ways that an assisted living level of care or an assisted living community can help with your bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, incontinence support, medication management, making all the meals for you, you know, all those sort of things, plus medical needs such as wound care, such as pain management, urinary catheter care, feeding tubes, diabetic management with insulin injections, very heavy personal care. So if someone is just not able to help themselves and it takes two staff or maybe even a mechanical lift to help a person from point A to point B, maybe someone, and God bless them if they're maybe even bedridden at that point because they just need so much care and they're not able to get up and get around. That heavy, heavy personal care is also provided along with all of the medical needs. So that's when you would need long-term care. And also, you know, many, many times the resident will have cognitive issues, cognitive impairment, and they can help out with that to a point. Now, if the long-term care community has a memory care neighborhood or memory care portion of the community, then they can help you with all of those medical needs as well as your cognitive needs and address the issue of potential elopement or wandering away from the building or the community, as well as, you know, overstimulation, all the other things that memory care would address. You can have memory care at the long-term care level, and you can have just what I term as just general care, just good old-fashioned general everyday care. So, again, it's that medical model. It's the highest level available, and it's also the most expensive. And there's more staffing in long-term care relative to assisted living or residential care or Home Plus, although Home Plus has really good staffing levels, actually. You're going to have a lot more RNs, a lot more LPNs, and just generally, overall, more staffing. Because guess what? the residents need more help. So that just makes sense. So on the pricing model, okay, it's a daily rate. At this point, you're paying a daily rate. It's not, you know, a 30-day, you know, month by month. Like most assisted living communities, it's a monthly charge of X dollars. So in long-term care, you have a daily rate, and then there are two types of rooms. So you have a shared room where you're going to have a roommate, and then you're going to have a private room, which really comes at a premium. See, by the time you need and make it to that long-term care level, it's mostly about the care that you receive and not much about your personal space at that point. Now, you can use a lot of the other spaces and areas within the community. And then your room is really more of kind of a bedroom type of a setup where you would, of course, sleep overnight, take naps, et cetera, hang out, read a book. You can stay in there as much as you'd like. But the idea is for that to be more of a bedroom type of a setup, and then you would use other parts of the building throughout the day for other needs and other purposes. So for that shared room, you have a roommate, okay, and in the Midwest, and I think these numbers, I think, are pretty applicable for most parts of the country. You're going to be anywhere from, you know, 275, 280-ish per day up to, you know, maybe 300 a day, 330 a day, 340 a day, right in there. And then the private room, again, this comes at a premium. Your private room is going to be maybe 350 to maybe upwards of about $500 a day. Take that times 30, and you're like, wow, don't wreck your car. don't spit out your coffee if you're listening to this in the morning. So it's very expensive. Now, I'm asked all the time, now, isn't there a buy-in when you move into long-term care? No, absolutely not. It's a daily rate. Now, typically, they would want you to pay for that 30 days, you know, up front on the first day of the month. So you're writing a check for $9,000 to $15,000. If for some reason you should choose to move during the middle of the month, or if you should pass away, or for any other reason that you're not there in the building, they would prorate that. And if you had, you know, 15 days at $300 a day, they're going to send you a check for, what is that, $4,500, right? So that's how that works. But the rate is a daily charge. There is no buy-in. There is no entrance fee. There is not a community fee at this level. You just move in, receive care. And there's always a huge question, and I address this all the time with my clients with Senior Care Consulting. I ask the very good question of, is there a chance that you might outlive your assets? And more often than not, the answer is, well, yeah, there is a chance. I mean, we don't know how long we're going to live. We have X dollars. We have our income of X dollars a month. We have these other assets that are available. We're getting ready to sell our house, and that's going to add to our asset base. So we could do some basic math and figure out that their assets along with their income would pay for example, a shared room for the next, you know, 48 months, 60 months, 2 months, whatever the number is. We'll do the math, and we can get you pretty close as an estimate. But what happens if you should outlive your assets? Then what we're going to have to do at that point is make sure then to discuss Medicaid. At that point, you're going to need to qualify for Medicaid, and I like to refer to Medicaid as the safety net. That says if you should outlive your assets and you require care at that long-term care level, then the Medicaid program, they've got you covered. That's your safety net. They will end up paying, ultimately pay, the majority of your monthly cost each and every month once you qualify. So that's pretty incredible. Now, I have received over the years all kinds of calls from people saying, we moved into this place and we thought we were in good shape, and we figured, well, if we ran out of money, you know, we're going to get that Medicare thing or that, oh, whatever that thing is called, and we're good to go. And then we find out that the long-term care community we're living in, they don't work with Medicaid. So I guess we're going to have to move. Can you help us? Because we obviously didn't get this one right the first time. I've even had some people say, don't tell me, if we would have worked with you in the first place, this wouldn't be happening. And I said, well, I hate to say it, but it's true. It wouldn't have happened. With Senior Care Consulting, I'm a meticulous planner, and we plan for all of the potential scenarios, including what happens if you should run out of money. And most people are like, well, we wouldn't want to move. We would want to stay there and age in place. And that's yes, of course. So we will plan for that. Senior Care Consulting will not let you make a mistake. If that's resonating with you, maybe you're in a place and you have some questions and you're like, maybe we need to look at our options. Give me a call at 913-945-2800 and let's talk about that. I'm going to have a whole lot more about Medicaid coming up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest of his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up. Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
60 seconds of service.
Army veteran David Colon found a home after years of homelessness through NYC's Jericho Project, which offers housing, counseling, and job support. Recently awarded $340,000 to expand its services, the initiative transforms lives while building a cycle of mentorship among veterans. Colon now helps newcomers, proving that community and stability can restore dignity and hope to those who serve. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
You're standing inside a secret prison. It houses the Nazi High Command.
I'm going to put Hermann Göring on trial.
Sony Pictures Classics presents Nuremberg, starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, Academy Award winner Rami Malek, and Academy Award nominee Michael Shannon.
Do you plead guilty or not guilty?
Yes, shoot it.
Order! Order!
Nuremberg, now playing only in theaters.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. So you're looking at moving to a long-term care community. We talked about what it is, what it provides, the cost. And then we are addressing the question of what happens if you're living in long-term care and you outlive your assets. It's a huge question. And trust me, I get calls all the time from families who they were not aware of exactly how all this stuff works. And there was, a good salesperson. They forgot to mention things and the family didn't know to ask certain things. And then they're in a pickle. They're in a predicament. I get calls all the time. See, they said that my dad could live here, for the rest of his life, and now he's going to have to move because he's out of money, and I thought they would bill that Medicare, that Medicaid thing, and did they lie to me? And I'm like, nope, leave me out of it. I wasn't there. But here's the bottom line is you're in a private pay only community, or maybe they have an unwritten policy of you have to be able to privately pay for your own care for 12 months, 18 months, 24 months, could even be longer than that. And maybe you weren't aware of that or whatever the situation is. But the bottom line is you're out of money. You're going to have to move. And I've helped lots and lots of people. I've turned it around very quickly. I've helped them get out of kind of a bind, if you will, or a jam, if you will, and help them move to another community where it worked out just wonderfully, and they were able to qualify for Medicaid, and we just kind of move on past this whole thing. So Medicaid, again, is that safety net that says if you should outlive your assets and if you should need care at the long-term care level, we'll pay for the majority of it. So here's how that works. What you're going to do is and I'm just going to go on a quick overview, and then here in the near future, I have a couple of different elder law attorneys that I'll have on the show, and I'll have them explain it better than I can. But let me give you the basic overview here. So this program is designed to help pay the majority of your care when you're almost out of money. That's what it's for. So to get there and figure out how to qualify for it, you have exempt assets, and you have countable assets. So your exempt asset, your house is exempt for now. There's a lot more to that story. But your house, you don't have to sell your house, or somebody said we have to sign over mom's house to get, no, you don't know. You don't have to do that. I've heard that about 1,000 times, I think. No, you don't have to do that. The house is exempt for now. Take care of mom, then we'll deal with the house later. You can have a car. You can have an investment in a prepaid funeral plan, which is a great idea. You can have a small amount of cash value and a small life insurance policy, and then all your household goods, all the stuff in your house. Those things are exempt. Don't have to worry about that. You don't have to sell them. You don't have to, just don't worry about that. The countable assets, almost everything else. So just think liquid assets, checking, savings, money market, mutual funds, CDs, 401ks, IRAs, all this stuff, okay? Those are countable assets. Now, each state could have slightly different rules. Okay, so for example, I'm broadcasting from our flagship station, and we're right here in Kansas City. So Kansas City straddles a state line. So part of it's in Kansas, part of it's in Missouri. There are differences. In certain circumstances, 401ks and IRAs of a community spouse on the Kansas side, they're exempt. They're off the table, but you have to count them in Missouri. And that could make a huge, gigantic difference for the community spouse, the spouse who will stay in the home. Okay, so and again, I don't have a lot of time to get into all of these particulars, but think liquid assets, and you have to spend your assets down, your liquid assets down. Say you have $50,000 checking, savings, and maybe a small, like a CD or something like that, okay? Yeah. So you spend the money down. In the state of Kansas, you're going to be almost broke, down to $2,000, and then boom, you're qualified. It's just a black and white, you know, numbers test here. In Missouri, you can spend it down to $5,909. Boom, you qualified. In most states around the country, they're somewhere in this area. You're almost out of money, and then you qualify. That's the whole point of it. It's the safety net that says we'll pay for the majority of the cost of long-term care when you outlive your assets. Now, I mentioned that community spouse. What if you have a couple, not an individual, where let's say the husband needs long-term care, and let's say the wife is staying home, still doing fine, living independently. Then in that case, you would determine the amount of liquid assets, and then you would divide that half on his side, half on her side, and it gets really complex, but the bottom line is he would spend his half down and qualify, and she would hang on to at least half. Now, there are ways to protect more than that. I'm not getting into all that today. Okay, so, but once you qualify for Medicaid, and they'll pay for a shared room, and they're paying the majority of the cost. Let's say your income is, you know, $1,500 Social Security, about $500 in the pension. You're bringing in a couple of thousand a month. You put most of that, not all of it, most of it toward the cost of care. Medicaid pays the difference, which is, you know, could be, you know, $7,000 or $8,000 a month. So with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, a big part of the initial assessment and discussion is how are we going to pay for the high cost of care? And we look at everything. We'll look at assets available, assets that could be liquidated and become available for paying for care. We look at your income. We look at long-term care insurance policies. Now, I don't sell them, but I'm very familiar with them. And I'm very familiar with the insurance world in general. And so I can take a look at your policy, tell you exactly how it works, what it's going to pay, and when the benefits kick in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, we'll look at that. What if you or your loved one is a veteran? Can you or they qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit? We're going to have a discussion about that. And we're going to see if we can get you a really nice benefit as a huge thank you for serving our country to our veterans. So this is a big, big part of it, along with a lot of other moving parts with Senior Care Consulting. So if you're living in long-term care and you want to make a move to a different community, Maybe if you're concerned that you're in a community and if you run out of money, it's not going to, they're not Medicaid certified. This happens all the time. Or maybe you know you're going to move and you want to get it right the first time. You don't want to make mistakes. Reach out to Senior Care Consulting. We would be very happy to visit with you. We do offer a free consultation. 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And we can definitely help you out with that search and selection process, help you get it right the first time. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Yet another situation involving sports gambling. Here's correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
The NCAA says former Temple guard Hasir Miller placed dozens of bets on Owls games, including some against his team. The NCAA deemed Miller permanently ineligible after finding he placed 42 parlay bets totaling $473 on Temple games between 2022 and 24. The NCAA says three of those bets were against his own team. Former Temple special assistant coach Cameron Winter and former graduate assistant Jalen Bond were found to have violated NCAA rules by betting on pro and college sports. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Republicans actively pursuing reforms to the country's permitting process. Utah Senator John Curtis believes the initiative could get rid of unnecessary bureaucratic hurdles that delay approval of a lot of important projects.
I believe that's one of the most critical things we can do for our country, for inflation, for national security. And I'm in conversations almost every hour. I was at a dinner last night with a bunch of colleagues. I talked to my colleagues on the floor.
He says this matter is long overdue.
This is a nonstop topic. It's important that we get it right, and we don't want to go too fast, but it's really time to move on it.
U.S. and Ukrainian diplomats say they've made some progress toward ending the war with Russia and Ukraine. In Geneva Sunday during talks, they discussed an American proposal for peace, which some of the European allies say goes a little too easy on Moscow. A fire that broke out on a container ship in the port of Los Angeles has been contained. The blaze briefly prompted a shelter-in-place order. 23 crew members on the ship were all accounted for. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
The Coast Guard releasing a new strict policy that addresses the display of the so-called hate symbols. More on that story from correspondent Constantine Torpin.
In 2020, in a Coast Guard message from then-Commandant Carl Schultz, the Coast Guard said that symbols like swastikas and nooses were, quote, widely identified with oppression or hatred, unquote, and that their display was a potential hate incident. The new policy that came out this month calls those same symbols only, quote, potentially divisive, unquote. While the new policy does maintain a years-long prohibition on publicly displaying the Confederate flag outside of a handful of situations, it does not outright prohibit the public display of any of these potentially divisive symbols. Coast Guard officials, namely Admiral Kevin Lundy, the acting commandant, stress that the policy does not roll back any prohibitions. He says, quote, these symbols have been and remain prohibited in the Coast Guard per policy.
Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Scientists very excited about a new comet streaking through our solar system from some distant star. Here's correspondent Ben Thomas.
NASA's unveiled close-up pictures of an interstellar comet that's making a quick tour of our solar system.
It's a small, natural solid body that is a combination of rocky and icy material that evaporates as it gets warm.
NASA's Amit Kshatriya.
It looks and behaves like a comet and has, and all evidence points to it being a comet. But this one came from outside the solar system.
And that's what's so exciting and scientifically important.
This is only the third interstellar object like this that humanity has ever found.
The likelihood is it came from a solar system older than our own solar system itself.
NASA's Tom Statler says 3I Atlas may offer a window into the deep past. I'm Ben Thomas.
And experts say once this thing goes by Earth, it will be gone into space and can never return. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steak, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Redding, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Catchy tune, and I kept hearing that lyric all about that bass, and for a while I didn't get it, but the bass is an instrument that stands upright, and it's a big, tall instrument, and it's kind of narrow on top, and it's big around the bottom. And so the lyric from All About That Bass is, yeah, it's pretty clear, ain't no size two, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do, cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase and all the right junk in all the right places. So wrote Meghan Trainor. So sang Meghan Trainor in her 2014 hit All About That Bass. Except now, fast forward 10 years or so, and it's no longer applicable because the self-same Meghan Trainor has lost a lot of weight due to her reliance on GLP-1 drugs. On top of that, that's a pun, she has also accessed breast augmentation surgery, so she's no longer shaped like a bass instrument. She's more like a figure eight, and she's lost a lot of weight. A lot of other celebrities, Oprah Winfrey, Adele, Amy Schumer debuted her noticeably thinner body. She's scarcely recognizable. And so there's a lot of that going on. And one particular standout is Lizzo. If you're not familiar with the pop scene, Lizzo is that big African-American gal who was, well, frankly, very, very overweight, but extremely athletic with her gyrations. And she was the poster girl for body positivity. Headline here, Lizzo wows with curvaceous physique and slinky dress after 60-pound weight loss. Now, no kidding around, she still is a big gal, but Lizzo displayed her dramatic weight loss in a slinky slip dress at the GQ Men of the Year event in Los Angeles last week. She has undergone a body transformation since focusing more on her health and wellness in the last 2 years. And that's good, because I thought that the whole thing about, you know, popularizing body positivity was providing role models, especially to young girls, that it was okay to be very, very overweight. And for some people, they're genetically predisposed to that. I get that. It's not your fault, you're fat, that whole thing. But on the other hand, popularizing the notion that it's okay to be very heavy from a health standpoint is not good. She says, and she's revealing kind of an interesting, thoughtful side. She says, I want to be very intentional about the words that come out of my mouth because there are young people who are watching me and they're experiencing what I'm putting into the world. So on the one hand, she doesn't want to say that it's terrible to be a big gal, but on the other hand, she wants to say that it's important to shed extra pounds that could undermine her health. She says that she's lowered her body mass index by 10.5 points. So I imagine she may have gone from, a 35 to maybe a 40 to a 30. She's still overweight. 30 is considered overweight. But she's lost 16% of her body fat since 2023. So there's some statistics that are being compiled here about the pervasiveness of use of these GLP-1 drugs. And interestingly, there's a big disparity from state to state. Among the states where GLP-1 drug use is highest are states in the Appalachians, And in the South, West Virginia tops the list, 24% of the populace taking GLP-1 drugs, according to the latest statistics. Kentucky, 22%. Louisiana in the South, 20%. Oklahoma, 20%. Alabama, 19%. Mississippi, 19%. And on the other end of the spectrum, there are states where the use of these drugs is far lower. Colorado, 8%. Hawaii, just 5%. These are states where perhaps there's a lot more people who attempt to be physically fit and pursue exercise and lifestyle. California, only 9.5%. So big disparity in the use of these drugs. And there's a new initiative that I think is only going to spread this, and that is President Trump hammered out a deal with Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk, the makers of Novo Nordisk makes Ozempic, Eli Lilly makes Mounjaro, to lower prices on hugely popular weight loss drugs for Medicare and Medicaid and for American patients who pay with their own money. So there's a move afoot to reduce prices because this stuff was extremely expensive, costing, you know, some patients are paying $800 or $1,000 a month for their injectable drugs. No longer. Officials said that within the next few months, Americans will be able to use their own money to buy Wegovy and Zepbound directly from manufacturers for an average of $350 a month. And they expected the average cost to fall to $245 over the next couple of years. And the lowest price, which will be available only for the lowest doses of the pill form of the drugs, less effective, less dramatic weight loss, $149 a month. So this is a realization by the makers of these drugs that it's actually a win-win, because even though it's going to cut their profits, it's going to ease access to these medications, and more people will be able to afford them and keep taking them. And so while it may seem like a triumph, President Trump jawboned these pharmaceutical companies to lower their prices, ultimately they saw it in their interest. I recently saw an interview with the CEO of Eli Lilly, makers of Mounjaro, and he admitted that about half of their net worth is based on weight loss drugs. Their net worth is nearing $1 trillion. It's well over $800 billion. And so these drugs, and there are going to be more and more of them. There may be a couple of dozen of them within the next few years, drugs that are even more effective, that tap into different areas of metabolism, a whole new generation of drugs that are amylin-based drugs. Not GLP-1 alone, but combined with amylin, which is another hormone associated with appetite and satiety and metabolism. These drugs are going to confer even more dramatic benefits in terms of weight loss. So let's face it, this is going to be part of the landscape here. And, you know, it's going to dramatically increase healthcare costs, even though with lowered prices, we're adding a tremendous amount of burden to our healthcare system, to Medicare and Medicaid, even with the lowered prices, because the healthcare budget of America, when these drugs become popularized, when nearly half the populace is taking them, that's going to send healthcare costs to the roof. At the very same time, we're talking about fixing Obamacare and reforming our healthcare system, we're headed for a cliff. And these drugs are going to be part of what adds to the escalating burden of healthcare costs. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Don't just bring home homework, they bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them, they spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use. Drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection. Create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
If you followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil. Oil that contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Eden Theater Company presents Once Upon a Christmas Night, an exciting, original, family-friendly production at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way on December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m.
Tickets are $20, and you can purchase them online at eventbrite.com. Simply search Eden Theater Company and look for Once Upon a Christmas Night. Get your tickets now before the show sells out.
Join us as we explore the excitement and joy of Christmas through storytelling, music, and dance. Enjoy beloved holiday classics such as...
Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It is cold outside.
Don't miss Eden Theater Company's Once Upon a Christmas Night, December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way. Tickets are only $20 at eventbrite.com. Search Eden Theater Company Once Upon a Christmas Night or purchase your tickets at the door. It's an evening you won't forget.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Record a question after being prompted. So let's hear one of those questions.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm calling on something on a fairly serious matter that you've discussed over the years. You've had a lot of experts on, and they've talked about the toxic load that we all carry and immune system support. So one of the groups that you've talked about having the worst probably toxic load would be the 9/11 people that worked down at Ground Zero, particularly the firefighters, who then went on to continue to be exposed to this natural exposure they get fighting fires. And a lot of them are carrying a really real heavy toxic load, and quite frankly, a lot of them are really getting sick now that after years go by. Is there any way you would consider having a show specifically to address the needs and the solutions? It's very confusing. How do you address the toxic load that these firefighters are carrying around with them, and how do you boost their immune systems to help them fight things off and, prevent getting seriously ill, which has happened to so many?
Okay, because that's an interesting question, because right around the time of 9/11, I'm a New Yorker, and I witnessed it. I was right in the midst of 9/11, and, saw the pall of smoke and debris all manner of junk that was released into the air, and predicted that there was going to be a long-term toll. And it turns out that actually more people have died from the aftermath of 9/11 than in the actual building collapse. And that's from inhaling dust and being exposed through their skin to a toxic brew of chemicals. And at the time, I actually wrote a proposal to a major hospital system to come up with a way to detoxify people. But for various reasons, for political reasons, I think, it never flew. But independent groups have attempted to address this right after 9/11. The Scientology group tried to get in on it using the Hubbard detoxification protocol, which is kind of a sweating out protocol, with steam and various ways to detoxify, and attempted to offer this as an option to especially firefighters, uniformed services, and responders who stood over the pile digging through debris, inhaling all manner of toxic junk. The main principles of what is called environmental medicine are, number one, avoid exposure. So reduce the bad stuff, but also enhance the detoxification pathways. You can do that through things like glutathione, through sweating, through promoting detoxification through the intestinal tract. Sometimes there are various things that you can take that absorb toxins within the GI tract. Cholestyramine is one of them. It's a medication. There is also intravenous treatments with chelation therapy to get rid of heavy metals. So it's an entire science. We can certainly do a program on that subject. I'll look for an expert. If you have an idea of who might appear to talk about it, I'd be happy to entertain your suggestion. 877-727.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions and bring you a special Black Friday offer.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well,
I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install a leaf filter. America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal. And now, as a special Black Friday offer, you can get a free gutter inspection, plus up to 35% off. This is our best offer of the season. Unlock it now at leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommended use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements specifically designed to support women's health, myo-inositol powder, progesterone cream, and D-mannose capsules and powder. Myo-inositol powder supports healthy ovarian function, progesterone cream supports a healthy skin appearance, and D-mannose helps to maintain normal urinary tract health. For more information and to learn about other Protocol for Life Balance products that support women's health, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust in an easy-to-digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
60 seconds of service.
Army veteran David Colon found a home after years of homelessness through NYC's Jericho Project, which offers housing, counseling, and job support. Recently awarded $340,000 to expanded services, the initiative transforms lives while building a cycle of mentorship among veterans. Colon now helps newcomers, proving that community and stability can restore dignity and hope to those who serve. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
You are standing inside a secret prison. It houses the Nazi high command.
I'm going to put Hermann Göring on trial.
Sony Pictures Classics presents Nuremberg, starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, Academy Award winner Rami Malek, and Academy Award nominee Michael Shannon.
Do you plead guilty or not guilty?
Yes, schuldig.
Order! Order!
Nuremberg, now playing only in theaters.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly.
go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255 is our number. And there is a profession called medical ethicists. And these are people who are often trained in philosophy and simultaneously in medicine. And they kind of call balls and strikes in terms of what we should be doing in medicine. Whether it is ethical, for example, to alter human genes to prevent diseases, to build in a gene that will make humans bulletproof to HIV, for example, or to Alzheimer's disease. There's even a proposal that we can use new CRISPR techniques to edit human genes to lower cholesterol. Is that a good idea? Well, medical ethicists weigh in on that. I'm actually going to write an article on that subject. But there's an interesting article that caught my attention for medical ethicists about harnessing a bioweapon to save the planet. All right? There is this thing called alpha-gal syndrome. It is transmitted by the bite of the Lone Star tick. That's really a weird condition. Its only effect is the creation of a severe but potentially dangerous red meat allergy. A red meat allergy. So medical ethicists, knowing this, wrote an article in some journal of medical ethics saying this: herein we argue that if eating meat is morally impermissible, okay, that's the initial false premise, is that in an effort to save the planet, we have to get people to eat less meat. Then efforts to prevent the spread of tick-borne alpha-gal syndrome are also morally impermissible. In other words, we should let it rip. We argue that tick-borne alpha-gal syndrome is a moral bioenhancer, that's a new word, a bioenhancer, if and when it motivates people to stop eating meat. Okay. Therefore, promoting tick-borne alpha-gal syndrome is, from an ethical standpoint, obligatory. It is presently feasible to genetically edit the disease-carrying capacity of ticks, and then we can have these ticks bite people, and we can make more and more people intolerant to meat and hence save the planet. Thanks, guys, for your refined ethical thinking on this. However, there is a problem. Headline from last week: first death reported from meat allergy caused by a tick bite. So it turns out that a New Jersey man, a 47-year-old airline pilot, died after eating a hamburger. According to the researchers, the man started feeling sick 4 hours after consuming a hamburger at a barbecue in September of 2024. When he returned home, he was well enough to mow the lawn and read the paper, but shortly after 7:30 that day, in the evening, the man's son found him unconscious on the bathroom floor with vomit all around him. An autopsy ruled that his death was sudden and unexplained. But a clue was, people recollected that 2 weeks earlier, the man had become ill after eating a steak dinner on a camping trip with his wife and children. He had severe diarrhea, vomiting, and stomach pain, and told one of his sons that he thought he was going to die. But he ultimately recovered, decided not to consult a doctor. So this is kind of medical detective work, a forensic analysis. A guy at University of Virginia School of Medicine first learned of the man's death in February and said we ought to investigate further. So he connected with the man's wife and he arranged for blood testing. And there was actually blood banked from this guy. A blood sample in April indicated the man had experienced an allergic reaction. And so when they looked at the blood, they found that his level of alpha-gal antibodies was 2,000. According to the expert on alpha-gal, the highest level I've seen in practice of a person who survived is 100. So this guy had a whopping meat allergy. And it turns out that alpha-gal is found in the blood of cows, deer, goats, and pigs. And when the ticks feed on these mammals, the sugar gets into their saliva. Alpha-gal is a sugar and can be transmitted to humans through bites. And then humans develop antibodies to the alpha-gal. And that makes them sensitive or allergic to all things from mammalian meat. So you can eat chicken, you can eat fish, but when it comes to pork, lamb, even dairy from cows, beef, obviously, symptoms include nausea, stomach cramps, diarrhea, hives, or trouble breathing. And most people just have bad reactions. This is the first recorded death. There may have been others that were missing. But they say food allergy deaths are really rare. They usually happen to people that have underlying asthma or some other kind of medical condition. People with alpha-gal, it's an increasingly prevalent problem. And it's not caused by bites from the same tick that causes Lyme disease. It's caused by the Lone Star tick, which is bigger. You can see it. But due to climate change, they now see, you know, a northernward tracking of the Lone Star tick. And the allergy can affect anyone with an outdoor lifestyle where tick exposures are likely. So it's a challenge. 42% of doctors surveyed said they had never heard of alpha-gal syndrome. And 35% said they were not confident in their ability to detect or treat the illness. I had to look it up. You know, what kind of blood test do you use for determining a special blood test that you have to use to see if a person has an allergy to alpha-gal? So anyway, so thanks to these ethicists, we have a way of saving the planet by a widespread introduction of alpha-gal syndrome, and then nobody be able to eat meat anymore, and the ecosystem of the world would improve. But on the other hand, a lot of people would have serious allergic reactions, and now it's been documented the first death from alpha-gal. So, yeah, thank medical ethicists sometimes. What are they smoking? Folks, you've heard us talk about the powerful immune-supportive and anti-aging benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat here on Intelligent Medicine. Himalayan tartary buckwheat is an ancient superfood that works to undo cellular stress and rejuvenate systems throughout the body. Now, Dr. Jeffrey Bland is out with a unique formulation of Himalayan tartary buckwheat called HTB Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. HTB Rejuvenate harnesses the extraordinary benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat combined with other synergistic ingredients that together leave you feeling more balanced with a stronger immune system ready to take on whatever comes your way. It's actually important because as we age, our immune system weakens. This is called immunosenescence, and HTB Rejuvenate is designed to help fight oxidative stress and promote mental clarity. It's like a daily reset for your well-being. Dr. Jeff Bland is deservedly recognized as the godfather of functional medicine. He's long been an inspiration to me in my career path, and I have the utmost confidence in the scientific bona fides of this product, HTB Rejuvenate, and recommend it unhesitatingly. HTB Rejuvenate is available in capsules, powder, and great-tasting chocolate chews. They're really great. Kids love them. They're, you know, no sugar, and they deliver the benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat. To learn more and to order HTB Rejuvenate, just go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for HTB Rejuvenate. And don't forget their great omega-3 fish oil. It is the best available in the marketplace. All right, this Adam, you know, are you a weekend warrior, or do you train consistently through the week? I train consistently during the week, and I make time to do that. But some people just don't have the time. You know, they're getting the kids off to school, they have to get to work early, they commute. And so the weekends are their opportunity to train. So is that equivalent to training daily? A lot of people think you must train consistently every day to fully garner the benefits of exercise. Well, did a big study. Big study based on a very large database. And what they did is they looked at exercise training frequency and duration. Now, the caveat here is that instead of doing 5 days a week of 30 minutes, let's do the math, that's, you know, 5 times 30, that's 150 hours a week. What if you just do 75 minutes on Saturday and 75 minutes on Sunday? That's also 150 minutes. Well, what they found is that weekend warrior training was not inferior to high-frequency training for improving VO2 max, which is the main effect of training. And so there was also equivalent benefits in terms of skeletal muscle oxidative capacity. The matching these different protocols was actually showed that they were equivalent. So the caveat, though, is that you got to put in the work. You know, whether you do it 5 days a week or whether you do it 2 days a week, you still have to add up to the same cumulative amount of exercise. So for some people, it may be more convenient to have shorter bouts more frequently. And for other people, they may be able to take advantage of the weekend to have longer training sessions. So, yeah, reassuring words, reassuring results for weekend warriors. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
A quarter century of probiotic excellence. Essential Formulas Incorporated proudly celebrates 25 years of innovation and leadership in the probiotic industry. Since introducing Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the gold standard in full-spectrum probiotics, in early 2000, we have remained dedicated to advancing probiotic science through research, education, and cutting-edge product development. Over the years, we have expanded our commitment by introducing groundbreaking products designed to nourish the microbiome, both inside and out, such as RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic Skincare. As we step into our next quarter century, we extend our deepest gratitude to all those who share our vision of probiotic excellence for better human health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's skincare products are available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference today.
This holiday season, don't miss out on your chance to stock up on your favorite supplements with Fullscript's Whole for the Holidays sale, starting Black Friday, November 28th through Tuesday, December 2nd. That's 5 full days of savings. Get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at DearHoffmanStore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Unlike many online retailers, Fullscript is completely focused on health and wellness. That means every product comes directly from verified suppliers, stored in temperature-controlled facilities, and shipped with care to preserve its integrity. No third-party sellers and no guesswork. The Whole for the Holidays event runs from Black Friday through Tuesday, December 2nd. You get 10% off and free shipping site-wide. So take a moment to swing by DearHoffmanStore.com to support your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.
This Thanksgiving, bring home the flavors of family tradition and the spirit of togetherness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we've got everything for your holiday feast. California-grown diesel turkeys, organic vegetables, fresh cranberries, stuffing, and all the trimmings. While you're here, shop for local treasures from the heart, like soy and beeswax candles, artisan jewelry, crystals, and more. Shop local, eat organic, and celebrate community. Orchard Nutrition Center, where holiday magic meets one-of-a-kind finds.
Every day, your life is filled with choices.
And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
According to the latest from Consumer Affairs, your home Wi-Fi has an average of 21 connected devices. Think about it. Your smartphone, laptop, tablet, TV, gaming console, and in many cases, your home security, lighting, and appliances. To help make it run efficiently are the folks at TP-Link, experts in Wi-Fi and everything smart home. David Lux from TP-Link has more.
Our Deco Mesh systems have always been one of our most innovative products. We provide users with a seamless wireless mesh network that serves as that unseen backbone of any smart home. The latest additions to the Deco lineup include outdoor nodes, which lets you extend Wi-Fi 7 coverage to the backyard, patio, or pool area, ensure reliable performance in all weather conditions.
Check them out. TP-Link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where ICCars.com comes in. ICCars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, ICCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit ICCars.com today, or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's ICCars.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And let's take one of our phone calls that was recorded on that number.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I just was wondering what you thought of the long-term melatonin study, which came out from the American Heart Association.
Okay, so yeah, we talked about this here on Intelligent Medicine, but there's still a lot of concern about a study that makes it seem that melatonin is bad for the heart. And properly speaking, that was not a study. It was what's called a poster presentation at the American Heart Association, but it created a big splash because it's one of those kind of clickbaity studies, news you can use with implications for a lot of people who are taking supplements. And so the publicists who were covering that for the American Heart Association decided to issue press releases and uncritically a lot of newspapers and media picked up the story to suggest that melatonin is bad for the heart. So a poster presentation is something that's has a very low threshold. You don't need to submit it to a medical journal. It doesn't have to be critiqued. It doesn't have to be peer-reviewed. You just slap a poster up on a bulletin board, you know, maybe in the lobby where people are having coffee and donuts during the American Heart Association convention. And it was a data analysis that linked prescriptions for melatonin with the incidence of heart failure. Now, in the United States, the vast majority of people who take melatonin just take melatonin. They buy it out of the counter. But since this was largely based on data from the UK, where melatonin is not available over the counter, is, you know, it's kind of the opposite. It's prescribed. It probably means that patients with serious insomnia went to their NHS doctors, and the doctor said, yeah, well, maybe you can try melatonin, so I'll write a prescription. But it is well known that people who have serious insomnia also are more prone to heart problems. And it's a bidirectional thing. People who have heart problems have more difficulty sleeping, but also sleep deprivation increases the risk for high blood pressure, diabetes, and can actually damage the blood vessels in the heart, increase the risk for heart attacks and heart failure. So correlation is not causation, and therefore the mere fact that there was an association doesn't mean that the melatonin caused the problem. And when I look at studies like that, I always look for what's called biological plausibility. Does it make sense? And in fact, it's the opposite. According to research, melatonin actually may help to lower something called proBNP levels. That's a marker for heart failure. It's a blood test. It can show whether the heart's overworking and can improve the quality of life in patients with heart failure. So the actual studies on people with heart failure show that melatonin may be beneficial. So I tend to discount that study completely. It's not even a study. It's like it put the Dr. Evil quotes around the word study, because it's not really a study. It's just a poster presentation. So there you have it. I don't think much of that. And it's certainly not going to deter me from taking melatonin or suggesting that patients take it. Folks, I'm a big proponent of CBD. And by the way, the CBD that I take their sleep gummies. It's CBD plus melatonin. I take that nightly. I'm a proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, of course, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. I think that CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products, the most significant of its kind, perhaps, of the decade. CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced Ignite Male Performance Soft Gels to their wellness line. Ignite combines the calming power of CBD with a potent blend of traditional botanicals to support testosterone levels, and rather than introducing synthetic hormones or stimulants from the outside, Ignite takes a natural approach to support the body's own testosterone production and hormonal balance. It's a daily formula designed to optimize performance and help men feel more like themselves again. Low T, a big problem. You can address it with Ignite. So learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Ignite Men's Performance Formula. And so this, you know, we're talking about exercise, and some people say, you know, weekend warrior or, you know, daily exercise. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of exercise. Some people may say, physical activity over the adult life course and risk of dementia. So big study. They looked at people in the Framingham Heart Study. They found that individuals with the highest levels of physical activity at midlife and late life, get this, had a 41% and 45% lower risk of all-cause dementia, respectively. So it's not too late to start in midlife or late life. Because these findings suggest that timing efforts to promote physical activity during midlife or late life may be warranted, you think? Yeah, I think so, to help delay or prevent dementia. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. More coming up here on our weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
I want to let you in on a skincare secret that's changed my personal and my family's daily routine. Timeline's Mitobiotics skincare line. This isn't just surface level skincare, it's targeting skin longevity at the cellular level. It's powered by the same cutting edge cellular science as MitoPure, the patented Urolithin A supplement you've heard us talk about that ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway. Timeline's topical Mitobiotics revitalizes your skin's mitochondria from the outside in, reducing wrinkles, renewing and protecting skin, and supporting collagen. It visibly starts to reduce wrinkle depth and volume after only 2 weeks. It offers immediate results, but also delivers gradual, lasting improvements. It's a true transformation over time. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you can get 20% off any Timeline skincare or supplement purchase. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman Skin. Future of skincare is cellular. Just go to timeline.com/Hoffman Skin for Mitobiotic skincare.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What do Zoran Mamdani, Joe Rogan, 10-year yields, and the K-shaped economy have in common? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Have consumers lost the streaming wars?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Prices for streaming services continues to rise, but now they want to put all of the apps back in one place? Would you rather go back to the old days of basic cable?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Top U.S. and Ukrainian authorities say they have made some progress now toward ending the Russia-Ukraine war. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
We're working through making some changes, some adjustments, in the hopes of further narrowing the differences and getting closer to something that both Ukraine and obviously the United States are very comfortable with. Obviously, this will ultimately have to be signed off of by our presidents, although I feel very comfortable about that happening, given the progress we've made.
And Secretary Rubio says he and the Ukrainian envoys did discuss President Trump's proposal to end the war.
We've had probably the most productive and meaningful meeting so far in this entire process since we've been involved in from the beginning. We have a very good work product that was already built on a foundation of input from all the relative parties involved here, and we were able to go through some of those items now, point by point, and I think we've made good progress.
GOP strategist Aaron McGuire has a message for those Trump critics who claim the MAGA movement is splitting apart.
So everybody else might cosplay that they are the ones making America the greatest, but as we've seen, the one who's won on that message, the one who's delivering on that message is President Trump. And so all this fighting in the Republican Party about who's making us greater, I'd rather be in this fight than in the Democrats' socialist-communist fight.
Fears about the artificial intelligence boom turning into an overblown bubble have diminished somewhat thanks to a stellar earnings report from NVIDIA, but that doesn't mean the specter of an AI bubble won't return in the following months and years. Asian shares mostly higher Monday, and U.S. futures have advanced after an upbeat end to last week on Wall Street. Meanwhile, markets in Japan closed Monday because of an official government holiday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4, Relief, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
With a number of political uncertainties and ongoing tension between the United States and Venezuela, there are reports now of a growing number of airlines canceling flights to that country. Donna Warder has the latest.
A warning by the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration to use caution when flying in Venezuela's airspace because of heightened military activity has at least 6 carriers suspending flights to the country indefinitely, according to the Airlines Association of Venezuela. They include Avianca and Iberia Airlines, and Turkish Airlines has suspended flights from November 24th to the 28th. On Friday, the FAA warned pilots that unspecified threats could pose a potential risk to aircraft at all altitudes, as well as planes taking off and landing in Venezuela, and even aircraft on the ground. I'm Donna Warder.
Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Now, the Trump administration pledging to end protections for all Somalis in the state of Minnesota.
President Trump says he's immediately terminating temporary legal protections for Somali migrants living in Minnesota, announcing on his social media that the state is a hub of fraudulent money laundering and Somali gangs are terrorizing Minnesota, which has the nation's largest Somali community. I'm Julie Walker.
50 of the 300 school kids abducted from a Catholic school in Nigeria have escaped and are now back home safely with their families. The school authority says 50 children between the ages of 10 up to about 17 had escaped individually Friday and into Saturday. 253 kids and 12 teachers are still missing after gunmen attacked St. Mary's School. So far, no group has claimed responsibility. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Redding Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Ashton Aged Maduro. Blended by world-renowned cigar maker Carlito Fuente, a masterpiece is born. Vibrant filler and binder from the DR are artfully crafted with a luxurious Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, gifting us with subtle notes of cocoa, almond, molasses, and black pepper. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bella. We'll begin with a CBS dramatic series, and then stay with that network, as we'll introduce our latest five-part Johnny Dollar storyline. Before Bob Bailey heads up the Midas Touch matter, it's Joseph Kern starring in a Whistler production, supported by Monty Margetz, Bill Boucher, Nancy Cleveland, and Herb Litton. It's from April 22nd, 1951.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
And now for the Signal Oil Company, the Whistler's strange story. Kind Thought.
Grant Adamson leaned back in the heavy leather chair behind the broad mahogany desk set diagonally across the corner of his office, and tried to appear relaxed as he reached for a cigarette, placed it carefully between his lips, and flicked a flame from his cigarette lighter. Inside, he was trembling, his stomach full of sick fear. And he knew the man sitting across the desk from him could see it. This was no time to let down the bars, though. He looked past Dave Matthews' shoulder, out the window, gazed fondly at the stacks and chimneys that now covered more than an acre of ground. Adamson Chemicals Incorporated, and all of it, right down to the last paper clip in that shiny mahogany desk at stake, hanging on Dave Matthews' decision.
I've got to admit, I hardly recognize the old place, Grant.
Yes, Dave. There's been quite a change.
Oh, that's putting it mildly. 1946. Adamson Matthews. 16 employees, a one-story building on 23rd Street, making ink eradicator. I go off to Japan with the occupation forces, come back 5 years later, and quite a corporation. Quite a change is right.
Well, I've tried to keep the ball rolling.
Yes, it seems at this point that I'm a very wealthy man.
Now, listen, Dave, I tried to make it clear.
You didn't make anything clear.
Well, I'm referring to the settlement I offered you. I've given it a lot of thought, Dave, and I think it's only fair...
But I let you buy me out. No, you can't buy me out, Grant. I'm an equal partner, and that's the way I want
it. But it's not good sense. Look, Dave, be honest with yourself. You're a small operator. You're all right in a small ink eradicator business, but, why, this is too big for you.
It was too big for you, too, wasn't it, Grant?
Meaning what?
That you're not really a success. A business builder at all. Oh, true. You've apparently come a long way in 5 years. But you did it because you were able to get to a few opportunists as unscrupulous as you are.
I'm afraid I don't understand you.
You know, you're lucky you've got a partner, Grant. After all, someone's going to have to put this business on an honest basis while you're gone.
Well, I'm not going anywhere.
You're going to prison, Grant.
Now, wait a minute.
No, you wait a minute. I didn't just come back, you know. I've been around for 5 months now putting the pieces together. They make a very interesting picture, Grant. Graft, bribery, phony government contracts, out-and-out theft. No business built on dishonesty can ever last, Grant.
Now listen, Matthews.
I'm not through. While you're away, I'm going to try and rectify every dishonest deal you've pulled. Oh, don't look so horrified. You're a grafter. More than that, a plain crook. I've got your signature on a dozen pieces of paper to prove that.
Now. Look, Dave. You wouldn't do anything.
Oh, do me a favor, will you please? For the sake of our old partnership. Don't be a whining hypocrite.
What do you mean, Dave? What proof?
Oh, the usual stuff. Letters, signed memorandums, a couple of affidavits, a set of canceled checks on that highly profitable phosgene contract.
Oh, I see. Well, Dave, you'll give me time to think this over.
Nothing to think over at all, Grant.
But a partnership...
Just forget it. I'm not for sale. I've got the proof of your crooked operations in my little brown briefcase. The items I just mentioned will be in the hands of the investigation board in Washington Wednesday morning. I'm leaving tomorrow afternoon on the 5 o'clock plane.
So that's it, Grant. You built it from nothing. From a small ground floor operation with 16 employees, you put it together like a magic chemical formula. Without too much regard for the ingredients, and discover that a nation on a semi-war footing doesn't always take time to ask questions. And now it's about to explode in your face, isn't it, Grant? You know that Dave Matthews can't be bought, and that it'll be all over the moment he walks into that boardroom in Washington, D.C. You wish you knew some way to stop him, don't you, Grant? Anyway
to stop him.
What did you say, Mr. Adamson?
Oh, nothing, Miss Williams. I've just got a lot on my mind.
Well, I think you need a vacation more than I do.
Oh, yes, that's right. You are going away tomorrow, aren't you?
I feel a little guilty about it. There's so much to be done.
Oh, no. You've earned it, Miss Williams.
I hope so, Mr. Adamson. Oh, there's something I wanted to tell you about before I go.
Yes?
It sounds a little petty, I know, but... Well, there was a little misunderstanding about who was to take my place while I was gone.
Well, I left that entirely up to you, Miss Worthy.
I know, but you see, I suggested Miss Dickens. Oh, she's quite capable. Good typist and stenographer. But I forgot all about Miss Preston, Florence Preston. She's been with us so much longer, and she was a little put out when I didn't suggest her.
Well, it doesn't matter to me either way, Miss Williams. I'm sure she'll get over it.
She's really very nice. I thought perhaps you'd say something to her. I mean, about how important she is in the job she's doing. She'd feel a lot better.
All right, I'll take care of it. Now, if you don't mind...
I'm sorry to have bothered you, Mr. Adamson, but I'll enjoy the trip much more knowing that you'll sort of smooth things over.
Yes. Just a minute, Miss Williams. Where did you tell me you were going?
Baltimore.
Baltimore. That's near Washington. And you're leaving tomorrow.
Yes, I'm awfully thrilled, Mr. Adamson. It'll be the first time I've seen my family in 5 years.
Going by train, Miss Williams?
Yes, sir.
Well, that won't give you much time with them, will it?
Not a lot, but a few days will still be wonderful.
How would you like to fly?
Fly? I couldn't afford that, Mr. Adams.
Is that the only thing that's stopping you, the expense?
Well, yes.
Miss Williams, I've felt for a long time I should do something for you. You've been very capable, very loyal.
But Mr. Adams...
Not another word. I want you to run right down to the railroad office and turn in those train tickets. You're going to fly to Washington, Miss Williams, at our expense. And from there, it's just a step to Baltimore.
Why, Mr. Adamson, it's a very kind thought, but I...
Now, that's enough. Don't thank me. You've earned it. And you better hurry now.
But what about reservations?
Leave that to me. Oh, by the way, you'll be leaving tomorrow afternoon on the 5 o'clock Washington plane. Hello? Reservation clerk, please. Hello, this is Grant Adamson speaking, Adamson Chemical Company. I want to reserve a seat on the 5 o'clock flight to Washington tomorrow afternoon. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes, it's for my secretary. Her name is Williams. Margaret L. Williams.
Your kind thought, as Miss Williams expressed it, is something else, isn't it, Grant? It has to do with the fact that Miss Williams' vacation trip coincides exactly with a trip Dave Matthews is taking to Washington, D.C. That you've managed to arrange for them to be on the same plane. And that, above all, you know now that everything depends on your making sure Dave Matthews never gets there. It's quite late in the afternoon when you stroll into one of the company's chemical laboratories.
Well, Mr. Adamson... Surprised to see you down here in the plant.
How are you, Donald? Well, I guess I'm just the old fireman running to the fire. Say, you know, Donald...
Yes, sir?
I'm sick of being a businessman. I get the itch once in a while to get my hands on a test tube. Smell a Bunsen burner.
I don't wonder, sir. I think I'd get a little tired of sitting behind a desk, too.
Yes. Say, Donald, why don't you take the evening off for a change?
Why, I'd enjoy it, sir.
Yes, I'd like to put it around for a few hours. I got a couple of ideas I want to work out. There's no use in both of us being here.
That's nice of you, Mr. Adamson. You're sure the
cabinet's all unlocked?
Yes, sir. And the equipment's all out. You sure you don't mind being here alone?
No, I don't mind.
Well, go to it, then. Help yourself. It's your laboratory, after all.
Thank you, Donald. I will.
The minute Donald leaves, you lock the door and set to work, praying that you haven't lost the skill you used to have as a laboratory chemist. 3 hours later, you're getting close.
Now the distillate. Well, that's it. 100 cc's. Good. Now the gelatin. Let it cool a little. Now. I think that ought to do it.
You stop for a minute now, waiting for the gelatin to cool in a thick insulating layer above the yellowish liquid in the bottle. A bottle that you pick from the shelf, about the size of a cologne bottle. Yes, Grant, you were never more sincere in your life when you told yourself that You'd do anything to prevent David Matthews from getting to Washington on that plane. Nothing else matters to you, so long as you stop him. Not even the lives of Matthews, Miss Williams, the other passengers on the plane. Nothing, so long as you stop it. The gelatin's cool now, Grant. Just the acid on top of it. And your personally constructed time bomb will be ready.
That's got it. Yes, Mr. Dave Matthews. This will dissolve our partnership in a big way.
You're listening to The Whistler on When Radio Was. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And now, let's wrap up this tale from The Whistler on When Radio Was.
Well, Grant, it's the biggest deal you ever tackled in your life, isn't it? Your plan to kill Dave Matthews to prevent him from exposing your crooked deals in Washington. Deals that can send you to prison. As you lie in bed that night, thinking it through again, you tell yourself that it's a gamble. A bomb in an airplane is a fantastic idea. And unless everything goes off exactly on schedule, it might fail. But the moral aspect surrounding the wholesale murder of the other passengers on the plane with a time bomb doesn't stop you for a second. Because that's just the kind of a mind you have, isn't it, Grant? You've never been concerned with rightness or wrongness. Only with the surest, quickest way of getting what you want. And you've made up your mind now that Dave Matthews will never reach Washington with that briefcase and the incriminating evidence against you. It's earlier than usual when you arrive at your office the next morning.
Good morning, Mr. Adamson.
Oh, hello, Miss...
Dickens, sir.
Oh, yes, Miss Dickens. Miss Williams told me about your taking her place yesterday afternoon.
She's awfully thrilled over your sending her by plane. We had a party last night. She told us all about it.
Really? I'm glad she's pleased. Let's see now. We don't want any disappointments. Did the airline people confirm the reservation?
Yes, sir. They called a half hour ago. The 5 o'clock flight this afternoon.
Good. I wonder who's seeing her off. Call her for me, will you?
Yes, sir.
Hello, Miss Williams. This is Mr. Adamson. Well, I'm very happy. I called to tell you your reservation is made on the 5 o'clock plane. That's right. How are you getting down to the airport? The taxi? Oh, that's nonsense. No, I'll take you down myself. No trouble at all. Now that's enough, Miss Williams. I won't hear of it. I'll pick you up at 4 this afternoon. That's right. Goodbye, Miss Williams.
There you are, sir. We can give you either the cologne or the perfume.
I'll take the cologne. You sure this is the largest bottle you have?
Yes, sir. I'm sure she'll be quite happy with it.
Yes, I suppose she will. All right. And I'd like it gift wrapped. You know, lots of ribbons, fancy stuff. Do you have a wrapping department here?
Yes, sir. You can take it over yourself. Counter 9.
Thank you. I will.
But before you get to counter 9, you step into a telephone booth. Take off the tissue paper wrapping and the bottle of cologne. Wrap it around the other bottle you've been carrying in your overcoat pocket. The wrapping clerk doesn't give it a second glance. And 5 minutes later, it's done up in fancy ribbons and colored paper. A going-away present for Peggy Williams. An extra thoughtful little touch from a kind and generous employer. You glance at your watch. 4:15. In a half hour, you'll be on your way to the airport.
I'm awfully sorry to be taking you from your work, Mr. Adamson. I know how busy you are.
Forget it, Miss Williams. Oh, by the way, here's a little something I picked up this afternoon. It's quite an occasion, you know.
Oh, Mr. Adamson, for me?
Oh, it's just a little cologne.
Cologne? A little? Oh, Mr. Adamson, this is too much. It isn't right.
All right, Miss Williams. So it isn't right. I just think it is. Shall we let it go at that?
Mr. Adamson, I don't deserve all this.
Of course you do. Now, you just enjoy your trip, have fun, and don't you dare open that pretty package till your parents can see it.
Oh, I won't. I wouldn't think of it. But you've been so perfect, Mr. Adamson, that I...
Well, Miss... Peggy? Well, really, I had no idea.
Please don't be angry with me, Mr. Adamson. I shouldn't have kissed you, I know, but... Well, I'm awfully sentimental.
Oh, that's quite all right, Peggy. In fact, I'm awfully sorry that you're going away for such a long time.
It's such a beautiful package. What kind of cologne is it?
Well, I don't know. I forget what it's called, but don't you open it till you get home.
Oh, I won't. That's a promise.
Yes, Grant. You're seeing Peggy Williams off on a long trip, a very long trip, with your old partner, Dave Matthews. As the two of you walk into the terminal, you see that Dave has already arrived, sitting with his back towards you, reading the paper. Seeing him removes the last twinge of conscience you have regarding Peggy Williams and the other passengers. You glance again at the ribbon package in Peggy Williams' right hand, knowing that it won't be much longer before the insulating layer of gelatin dissolves. Results in a stunning explosion. 2 hours, if your calculations were correct. Somewhere between 6:15 and 6:30 as the plane passes into Arizona. You walk up to the ticket counter to check with the clerk.
5 o'clock eastbound?
Yes.
I'm sorry, sir. That flight's going to be a little late getting off.
What'd you say?
The 5 o'clock flight will be late.
Well, how late?
Well, we're trying to arrange a 6 o'clock takeoff. I'm not sure yet,
though. It's all right, Mr. Adamson. You don't have to wait with
me. Yes, but I do, Peggy. You see, I want to be sure that you get off all right. Clerk, you said 6 o'clock?
I hope so, sir.
Yes, so do I.
You spend almost an hour with Peggy in the terminal cocktail lounge, running out to the lobby every 5 minutes to make certain Dave Matthews is waiting for the takeoff, and to check with the clerk about takeoff time. Knowing that now the time is getting close, that perhaps the thing to do is to grab the package from Peggy's lap and rush out with it, throw it in a vacant field somewhere. But there's still a chance, Grant. You've still the better part of a half an hour, and you're still a gambler. Then at 6:05, you check with the clerk and find the plane is taking off in a few minutes. On your way back to the lounge, you decide that despite what the clerk said, there might be further delay, a dangerous delay, that you've got to get the package back from Peggy. When you return to your table, Peggy isn't there.
Now, where is she? Waiter. Waiter, where did the lady go, the one I was sitting with?
She'll be right back, sir. She went out to the check stand, wanted to check the packages that she was carrying. Said she didn't know how long she'd have to wait, and she was tired of carrying them.
She checked her packages?
What's the matter, sir? Something wrong?
Flight 21, eastbound, now loading at gate 3.
Wait a minute.
Flight 21, eastbound, now loading at gate 3.
Wrong, waiter? No, no. Nothing wrong at all.
Mr. Adamson.
Oh, there you are, Peggy.
Well, guess what, Mr. Adamson? There's an old friend of yours making the trip.
An old friend?
Mr. Matthews. I didn't remember him, but he knew me.
Oh, yes. I forgot to mention it to you.
He was your partner when you first started out, wasn't he?
Dave Matthews? Yes. Oh, did you tell him I was here?
He said he's sorry he won't be able to see you. There isn't much time, and he went on board to get us seats together.
Oh, I see. Well, that's nice of Dave to do that. But if they're leaving soon, hadn't you better get on the plane?
Yes. I just wanted to thank you again, Mr. Adamson. Oh. No one's ever done so many nice things for
please,
me.
Please, Peggy, you mustn't hold them up. Oh, wait a minute. Where's the bottle of cologne I gave you? You didn't forget it. You didn't leave it at the check stand.
No, Mr. Adamson. Mr. Matthews took it aboard for me.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Last call, eastbound, flight 21.
Oh, that's you.
Loading at gate 3.
Peggy, you're holding them up. You better get out there.
I'll hurry. Goodbye, 21. Mr. Adamson. I'll write to you.
Yes, you do that, of course. Now, run along.
Mr. Adamson, you won't be angry at me for anything. I know you enjoy doing nice things for people and when a girl...
What are you talking about, Peggy? Oh, you mean about kissing me, of course. I won't be angry.
Well, it isn't just that.
Please, now, you're making me nervous. Will you get on that plane and let them take off?
All right. And don't forget to tell Florence Preston I'm sorry I didn't suggest you to fill in for me while I'm away.
Of course, Peggy, I will. Now...
Yes, I'll go.
Yes.
Goodbye, Mr. Adamson.
Goodbye.
I'll think of you all the way. You're the kindest, sweetest man I've ever known.
Well, Grant, at long last, Peggy's on the plane, happily seated next to Dave Matthews. That's interesting, isn't it, Grant? Like a chemistry equation, each element balancing the other. Dave on one side with an important briefcase. Peggy on the other with an even more important bottle. The tension is worse than ever now as you stand at the edge of the parking lot, watching the plane taxiing to the runway. You'll feel a lot better after the plane gets into the air, when you're sure the... unexplained explosion will take place somewhere above 5,000 feet and not on the ground where prying investigators might uncover the answer. You glance at your watch. 6:15. It should only be a matter of 15 or 20 minutes now. The plane finally turns around in a half circle into the wind. The pilot guns the engines for a few seconds and then the plane rushes down the runway towards you. They're off, Grant. And you're certain you've won.
Yes, sir?
The blue Cadillac in the second line. Here's my ticket.
Yes, sir. I'll bring it around for you.
As you drive out of the parking lot, you find yourself wondering how far away you'll be when the explosion occurs. And then realize that by now, the plane carrying Dave Matthews and his evidence against you probably been blown to bits. It won't hurt to take the long way home. You have all the time in the world now. You turn off the busy highway and onto a quiet country road. Too bad about Peggy, wasn't it? You'll have to think of something nice to say about her when the news breaks. She was so thoughtful, so innocent as she sat there beside you this afternoon when you gave her the cologne bottle. You drive idly along the open road for about 10 minutes, and then glance over at the empty seat where something catches your eye.
Oh, sir.
A note pinned to the seat.
Dear Mr. Adamson, I didn't want to ask you about this because I thought it might hurt your feelings. I know you enjoy giving things and want people who receive them to enjoy them, too. Please don't be angry, but I'm still worried about having hurt Florence Preston's feelings. When you speak to her, would you give her the bottle of cologne? I fibbed a little when I said Mr. Matthews took it aboard the plane because I wanted Florence to have it. I put the bottle in the glove compartment of your car. Wait a minute. No! No!
Featured in tonight's story were Bill Foreman, Joseph Kearns, Bill Boucher, Monty Margetts, Nancy Cleveland, and Herbert Litton. The Whistler was produced and directed by George W. Allen, with story by Joel Malone, music by Wilbur Hatch, and was transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. The Whistler is entirely fictional, and all characters portrayed on The Whistler are also fictional. Any similarity of names or resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Remember to tune in at this same time next Sunday, when the Signal Oil Company will bring you another strange story by The Whistler. Marvin Miller speaking for the Signal Oil Company. Stay tuned now for our Miss Brooks star Eden, which follows immediately over most of these stations. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Kind Thoughts, an episode of The Whistler from April 22nd, 1951. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on When Radio Was, it's our weekly visit with yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey. We'll present part one of the Midas Touch matter right after this.
Tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you
Escape. Produced by William N. Robeson and carefully contrived to free you from the four walls of today. For a half hour of high adventure.
Radio Spirit's 10 CD collection, Escape Misty Lands, brings you the adventure of a big game hunt, exploits of international intrigue, and the danger of a wartime thriller.
You kid, sure you kid, it helps. But for those 10 seconds while you fall free, nothing helps. You hang on to the ripcord and you count off the seconds and you try not to count too fast. Your hand on that ripcord is the only certain thing in the world as you tumble head over teacups with a wind tearing sound from your ears. And there's only one thought, always the same thought, whether it's your first or your 50th jump. Will the chute open?
It's exhilarating, but perilous.
You remember that night, the night I fell?
Yes.
We had been toiling all day, inching our way up a steep ice wall. And as darkness came, we found a narrow ledge, barely 3 feet wide.
You'll be dropped right into exciting stories by H.G. Wells, Rudyard Kipling, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Robert Louis Stevenson, where you'll find spies, science fiction, and suspense. For a limited time, pay half price for all 12 episodes of Escape Misty Lands. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MISTY77 to get Escape Misty Lands for only $14.99. That's 50% off.
In one horrible instant, my foot had slipped on the treacherous ledge and I'd gone over, falling far out into the icy black night, falling down, down.
Don't let this deal slip away. Get 50% off Escape Misty Lands today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code MISTY77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Too much screen time is a problem many parents face today. But how do you keep your kids entertained on a long road trip without them spending 6 hours on an iPad? Peter Olofsson is from tech company On and Off, the makers of Story Phones. They're specifically designed headphones for kids.
It's a headphones which allows you placing a story seal on the cut box for headphones.
Yeah, it's like a disc, right?
Yeah, disc, yeah.
And it snaps onto the outside of the headphones.
Yeah, and so it downloads the stories directly into the headphones. So you don't need any screen. So it's a screen-free entertainment. So stories which you have no screen in front of you, and you take the screen completely away so the kids can enjoy listening to stories completely screen-free.
And they can work as wireless headphones, too. Head on over to storyphones.com for more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where it's time to debut our latest, yours truly, Johnny Dollar storyline. Known as the Midas Touch Matter, it originally played out in the summer of 1956. And joining Bob Bailey in part one will be Parley Bear as Jake Kessler. Enjoy.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Pat McCracken, Universal Adjustment Bureau.
Oh, hi, Pat.
This is my third call. Where you been?
Out buying some tackle. Want to go fishing?
Fishing?
Yeah, I'm heading down to New York State. Esopus River, maybe the Beaver Kill. Try to snag myself some nice trout. And, Patsy, my fishing is one thing you aren't going to interfere with.
Think of it. But why don't you try Lake Mojave?
Where's that?
Along the Colorado River, out between Nevada and Arizona.
What?
Sure, be the guest of Greater Southwest Insurance and Liability.
What are you talking about?
I don't know how you'd value those Esopus River trout, but there's a fish out there that may be worth $3 million. Johnny?
I'll be right over.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar. To Greater Southwest Insurance and Liability Company, Kingman, Arizona office. Following is an accounting of expenses incurred during my investigation of the Midas Touch matter. Expense account item one, cab fare from my apartment to the Universal Adjustment Bureau, 8242 North Spring. When I got there, Pat McCracken was standing holding the door of his office open for me.
Mind you, Johnny, but don't bother sitting down.
Now, what's that supposed to mean?
Means you haven't got time, you all pack.
Oh, you bet I am. For a trip to the Esopus and some of those pretty rainbows and eastern brook trout. Got a new lure oil called Fast Strike I want to try out. I hear it's great.
Sorry, but if there's going to be any actual fishing, it's going to be for Lake Mojave Bass.
Says you.
Here are your plane tickets. Here to New York, nonstop to Los Angeles, and out to Las Vegas. And there you'll have to go to Kingman, Arizona by car.
Slow down, boys. Slow down.
The man to see in Kingman is Jake Kessler at Southwest Insurance.
Oh, Pat.
Yeah?
You mind telling me what it's all about?
The Midas Touch Mine.
New racket and uranium?
I said Midas. Gold mine.
Oh, sure. Well, what's the insurance angle?
Ask Jake Kessler when you get to Kingman.
Well, but you can at least tell
Look,
me what...
you've only got 20 minutes to catch your plane to New York.
You mean if I decide...
And with $1.5 million, maybe $3 million at stake, nobody's going to quibble too much over your expense account.
Maybe I should take a crack at those Lake Mojave bass. Expense account items 2 and 3, $2.90 even, a handful of American Express traveler's checks, and cab fare back to my apartment for my luggage. Then to the airport from my plane to New York to Las Vegas, Nevada. It was 11:30 p.m. when the big plane slowly glided down out of the clear starlit sky. And unless you've seen the millions, billions of stars that twinkle brightly through the clear, dry air over the Mojave Desert, you've missed a real thrill. We glided down toward the landing strip on the edge of the town of Las Vegas. From the air, the myriad multicolored lights made the fabulous resort sparkle like a field of jewels. Item 4, 30 cents phone calls to car rental agencies. They were all closed. Item 5, 65 cents per cab to the Flamingo Hotel, where I decided to spend the night and drive on to Kingman in the morning. Item 6, hotel overnight, food, and incidentals, $178.30. If you know Las Vegas, you know what that word incidentals mean.
15 odds and black. Place your bets, please.
No, There we go.
I'll say this much. I tried to make some expense money on the side, but, well, I guess I shouldn't have tried to cover so many of the gambling joints. If I'd stayed at the Flamingo, where I'd always made me a buck or two at the casino. But this time, Lady Luck just wasn't on my side. Anyway, well... Item 7, $50. Deposit on a rental car the next morning. I headed south and east toward Kingman, Arizona. First stop, Hoover Dam, where that tremendous hunk of steel and masonry straddles the Nevada-Arizona state line. And I took a brief but longing look at what I could see of Giant Lake Mead. I wanted to stay right there, break out my fishing tackle, and take a crack at some of the huge lunker bass for which Lake Mead is famous. But duty is duty, or something. Anyhow, I hit the highway again across the hot, dry desert toward the city of Kingman. At this time of year, at this time of morning, the thermometer hits the 100 mark without any trouble at all. And the occasional swimming pools and motels outside Kingman look pretty inviting. But I drove straight to Jake Kessler's insurance office on East Palm Drive.
Oh, hi. You must be Dollar.
It's a good name. Come on in.
Jake was tall, angular, well-tanned, and dressed in blue jeans, open denim shirt, high-heeled boots, and broad-brimmed hat. He looked as though he'd be more at home on a range pony than in this insurance office.
All right, Dollar, let me tell you what this is all about.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Kessler.
Jake, you want the folks around town to think I'm putting on airs?
Okay, Jake.
By the way, Johnny, I hope you didn't make any arrangements to stay right here in Kingman, did you?
No, my bags are still out in the car.
Good. I got a place waiting for you down at Catherine Landing.
Where's that?
Lake Mojave Resort, what they call it now. Nice cabins, good restaurant, nice people, right down at the edge of the lake. Too bad you aren't a fisherman.
Well, I just happened to have brought along a couple of rods and reels.
Good boy, then you'll love it. Buster Favor down there will show you a spot where you can haul in the prettiest mess of largemouth bass you ever saw. 5-6 pounds, maybe more.
Oh, stop making my mouth water, Jake. I'm supposed to be here working on a case.
Well, every man's entitled to a little time off for fishing. And you look like you could stand some.
Brother, you are killing me. Listen, Pat McCracken at Universal Adjustment Bureau said something about a gold mine.
Yeah, I contacted Pat because I knew he'd know where to find you. It's the Midas Touch Mine, Johnny. And it's right down that neighborhood where you'll be staying.
Well?
The mine was abandoned back in the early 30s. Worked out, apparently. But about a year ago, Hard Luck Dennis took another look at it.
Who's he?
Dennis? Yeah. Prospector, promoter. Here and there, Arizona, Nevada, California, he's found himself an old mine, pecked away at it, and managed to scratch out a fair living for himself.
You said promoter?
Yeah, well, that was in Texas, mostly. Never was able to get the full story, but it appears he got some folks to invest in some kind of phony oil stock down there a couple of years ago and had to skip out. Couldn't have been too serious, though, because the law never bothered chasing him up here.
Or else he was able to make things look legal enough.
Could be. Anyhow, he's been back in this country for a while now, poking around the hills, looking for the big strike again. You know how prospectors are.
Yeah, I've heard.
Finally, a while back, he started prowling around the old Midas Touch. First thing you know, he got a lease on it.
Well, I still don't see the insurance connection.
You will. And you won't like it.
Okay, go on.
Well, next thing we knew, he'd got a report on some ore samples he'd brought into town here at the assay office. Johnny, well, you wouldn't believe it.
Good, huh?
Johnny, it looked like a prospector's dream come true. Ore worth about $1,100 a ton. All right, now, it takes money to work a mine like that, no matter how you figure it. First of all, he had a big pumping job to do.
Pumping? Out there in the middle of the desert?
That's right. You see, when there was just the Colorado River running down the valley, it was different. But since Davis Dam was put in to form Lake Mojave about 10 years ago, the level of the water table in that whole area is raised considerably.
Oh, I see.
The Midas Touch was in a low spot, and parts of it were dug pretty deep. So now, with seepage from the lake feeding it, the lower level filled up with water.
Yeah. Well, now, Jake...
Simmer down, Johnny. I'm getting to it.
Stay tuned for more Johnny Dollar right after this short break on When Radio Was.
Now,
this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
And now let's wrap up this episode of Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
Well, now, Jay, simmer down, Johnny. I'm getting to it. Hard luck Dennis needed money. A lot of money. So who should he come to but the Haskell brothers? Three of my best clients.
So what happened?
I hate to keep chewing your ear off this way, but I've got to give you some background.
Shoot.
Ernie, Kevin, and George Haskell, they're money men from back east.
What do you mean, money men?
Oh, brokers. You know, stock market.
Oh.
They made themselves a big pile of dough, got the usual ulcers doing it, and then decided to give up and get as far away from New York as possible.
I don't blame them, but about
this... But when they got out here, instead of just retiring and taking it easy, you know, much as you might like it at first, you can get pretty bored just riding around on horseback and hunting and fishing all the time.
Get tired of fishing?
Huh?
Nothing. Go on.
Yeah, well, after a few months, they decided they'd have to have something to do with themselves, or at least something to occupy their minds, so they bought up the old Too Lazy Two ranch.
Cattle?
80,000 acres northeast in here. Not very good grazing land, but enough to keep 200-300 head of beef alive, and with Alex Bundy as their foreman, they did all right.
Well, now let's get down to...
Gentlemen ranchers, they called themselves, and that's just about what it amounted to. They built a nice house on the property, settled in it, and... Well, not much work, but just enough worry and responsibility so that time didn't hang too heavy on the hands. Now.
Now?
Now. All their insurance is with my company. The Straight Life, that is. $500,000 apiece.
And you're afraid something's
going to... Yes, sir. $500,000 each and double indemnity.
Wow. $1 million apiece in case of death by accident.
Right. Accident. So, let's get back to Hard Luck Dennis.
Well, that part's easy, isn't it?
Is it?
Sure. Dennis needs money to open his mine. The Haskell boys are obviously loaded.
Right. First off, even before he got his lease, he tried to sweet-talk him into putting up some money, but after years of fooling around with those bulls and bears in Wall Street, they were too smart for that. So we took them down in the mine, let them chip off some samples of ore, and had them take it themselves down at the assay office.
And was that the ore that you said tested so high?
Yes, sir. And from the minute they saw the report on it, you couldn't have held them back with a 20-mule team.
How much did they go in for?
$20,000 apiece, cash, on the strength of a handwritten agreement with Hard Luck Dennis that they'd get 30% of whatever came out of the mine.
Okay, Jake, now let's get down to business. Are you afraid that something connected with this Midas Touch mine and Hard Luck Dennis has put the Haskell brothers in jeopardy?
I'm afraid it's got beyond that, Johnny.
Huh?
3 days ago, Hard Luck took the Haskells over to the mine again for another look.
Yeah?
Cave in. They finished digging their bodies out yesterday morning. All three of them.
Hard Luck Dennis?
He wasn't caught in that cave in.
Where is he?
Who knows?
Then for you, it's a question of a $3 million payoff on the policies or $1.5 million.
Yep, Johnny. A question of accident or murder.
Then for me, it's a matter of finding a killer.
Yeah. Named Hard Luck Dennis. And when you do, look out for him.
Yeah. Tell me, Jake, does anybody know I've come here to look into this?
Oh, the whole town, I'm afraid. Maybe I should have kept it quiet.
Well, huh? Sometimes it is better if... Where are the policies?
Here, I'll get them for you. They're right in this little side office.
Who are the beneficiaries?
There's only one. The girl that is, or that was, married to Kevin Haskell. The other two are bachelors. She lives at the ranch.
She filed a claim yet?
No.
Can you make the coroner's reports available to me?
Anytime you want. As soon as we get through here...
I'll take it for you. Johnny Dollar, I mean, this is the office of...
You're the one I want to talk to.
Huh?
I want to talk to you. I want you to meet me alone.
Oh? Who are you?
Tell you where and when in a second. And don't come carrying a gun. Because, mister, I can outdraw you 2-1.
Who is this?
They call me Hard Luck Dennis.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, I find that one of the fishermen who hangs around Lake Mojave is a character called Death. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone, who also wrote this week's story. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
In the Midas Touch matter, we'll have the second installment of that July 1956 storyline at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and Jake Kessler was voiced by the unmistakable Parley Bear. His best-known radio role was Chester Proudfoot on Gunsmoke, but he also was busy in films and on television. For example, he played neighbor Herb Darby in one of TV's longest-running family comedies. A further hint, this series starred a real-life married couple and their two sons. I'll name it and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Somewhere beyond the sea.
MusicRewind.com brings you 100 hits of the great crooners, a 4-CD collection of silky smooth original recordings sung by your favorite artists.
That music I hear, I get misty the moment you're near. Hey there.
Order 100 hits of the great crooners at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and save over 10% off the original price. Pay only $19.98 plus save on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code WOW77.
Why should it be true that I get a kick
up.
Enjoy some of the greatest crooners of all time, including Bing Crosby, Tony Bennett, Nat King Cole, Ray Charles, Fred Astaire, Louis Armstrong, and so many more.
Well, you can cry me a river.
Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now to take advantage of this great offer. Use promo code WOW77 to save over 10% off the original price and get reduced shipping.
I'm crossing you in sight someday. It's just the thought of you.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com to get 100 hits of the great crooners at the special price of only $19.98 and get a bonus on shipping. Remember promo code WOW77 to get this amazing deal. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back to Wind Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about actor Parley Bear. We have him voice in a role in our latest Johnny Dollar storyline. And I mentioned he also played neighbor Herb Darby in one of TV's longest-running family comedies, a series that starred a real-life married couple and their 2 sons. The answer is The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do her, but please remember to stop by the website, which is whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.